stop the Florida recount after the 2000 election, which put George W. Bush in the White House. When the court upheld the right of women to have an abortion if their health were in danger, she was in the majority. Partly because she was the deciding vote on abortion and other key issues, a fight in the U.S. Senate over her replacement is a distinct possibility. When O'Connor graduated at the top of her class at Stanford's Law School in 1952, she found there had not exactly been a path cut out for women in the legal profession. She found most law firms did not hire women at all. Actually, one of them offered her a job as a secretary. She was appointed to the Supreme Court nearly 30 years later, its first female justice. She said she was surprised at the outpouring of support she got in her first year. She said she got more than 60,000 letters. Later, she said people had seen her appointment to the court as a signal there are virtually unlimited opportunities for women. Her retirement leaves Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg as the only woman on the court. One official says the short list that Bush has put together of possible court nominees included only men, although the official suggested that it should be expanded to include women. A U.S. military spokesman says everything possible is being done to find a small team of soldiers who were missing in Afghanistan near where a helicopter was shot down earlier this week. A man claiming to speak for rebels there say they've captured one U.S. soldier. All 16 people on the chopper died in the crash. Officials say the helicopter went into the mountains to get those soldiers out. The loss of the 16 troops, the single deadliest blow to American forces in Afghanistan after ousting the Taliban in 2001. Baghdad residents, millions of them, without water today. A fire in a transformer room that feeds electricity to the main water plant shut down. The cause is under investigation, they say, but one official is saying an explosion, perhaps mortars, fired by rebel insurgents in Iraq. This is Air America Radio News.
If you're looking for a way to treat frequent heartburn, why not ask your doctor for his opinion? Then maybe go get a second opinion. Even a third, a fourth, a fifth, a sixth, a seventh, an eighth, we're willing to bet you'll hear Prilosec OTC quite a bit. Because now doctors and pharmacists are recommending Prilosec OTC more than any other OTC acid reducer. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief based on share of recommendation.
Want to make your Saturday and Sunday even better than usual? Then start your weekend off right at CompUSA's Midnight Madness. Every hour from 6 p.m. to midnight, you'll find amazing deals on the latest technology, like a progressive scan DVD player for under $20 and a Toshiba notebook with an Intel Celeron M processor for under $500. That's more than madness. It's Midnight Madness this Friday at CompUSA. All offers after mail-in rebates. See store for details. Prices not available in Connecticut.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't believe George W. Bush would be held as a
Iraq talking about
on the front pages of
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Orkin Man, my neighbor has termites. Should I worry?
Absolutely. The fact is that termites can damage as many homes as fires.
I know it. Honey, I told you they'd ruin the neighborhood.
Who, the termites or the neighbors?
Take your pick.
Well, either way, there's no need to worry, as long as you have an Orkin Home Protection Plan.
Ooh, thank my heavens. You got anything to keep his dog off my lawn?
Different show.
Yeah, never, I'll call back.
Okay, but for a free termite inspection, call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
Randy Rhodes.
Everything that this president touches turns to turd blossom. These poll ratings are so bad, he couldn't have left support if he was doing this speech from the San Andreas fault line. More deaths, have a nice summer. Why doesn't he just say that? A la Rumsfeld, doesn't take a genius to kill people. I hope Bill Frist is watching. He's a doctor, people. And even he should be able to diagnose the president from the Senate floor as being insane.
Randy Rhodes on Air America Radio.
Is this your holiday? Sure, Seeker. Hey, welcome to the program. It is Friday. My name is Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Friday used to be kind of my day, payday, holiday. Remember back in the good old days? Huh? You get paid on Friday and go out and boogie Friday night. Jeez, what happened to it? Monday will be a holiday. We won't be here. Is there any program on Air America right now that's live except besides us? A Morning Sedition is live, and we everybody else on a vacation. We're not going on vacation until a week after next. So anyway, but we won't be here Monday. Rush Limbaugh apparently has joined some sort of religious cult that has to do with multi-headed deities. He was raving about it on his program today. We'll play that for you a little bit later. Either that, or he's really back on the drugs. Drug-addled freak. We'll have some really trippy psychedelic sound from the Pigman for you tonight, discussing Sandra Day O'Connor's retirement. Jay Severin, remember him from the Clinton impeachment days? He was I always referred to him as Wolfie Severin because he looks like a wolf. He looks like Cassius. He has that lean and hungry look, right? You know, from Julius Caesar. oh, it's gonna be one of those nights, huh? Julius Caesar. Oh my God! Well, it is my birthday. Jay Severin, who now sits in with Bowtie Boy on MSNBC. They gave him his Tucker Carlson his own little program. You know, after the CNN fired him because he was such a little crappy punk on Crossfire. So Tucker Carlson sits there now. Occasionally, Rachel Maddow will try to bring some, you know, from Air America, will try to bring some sense to that program. Bless her heart. But Wolfie sits there. Jay Severin, this guy he's a carrion eater. You can tell by looking at him. He's not a real wolf. You know, like a wolf in the wild will bring down fresh dinner. but Jay Severin looks like a carrion eater, and he said something on Tucker Carlson that you got to hear. He called Hillary Clinton the devil, and it must be bizarre, a religious reference day in right wing wacko world. Limbaugh has a new multi headed deity. This freak, Wolfie, is referring to Hillary Clinton as the devil. He is possessed of her, by the way, whether she's a devil or not. Jay Severin, I think all he wants to do is just climb in bed with her. He has been wanting to get it on with Hillary Clinton since God knows when. And when Bill Clinton was being impeached, I think Wolfie saw his chance. It was like, oh my God, you know, Bill's been caught with another woman. This is my chance to move in. But I think he's obsessed with getting Hillary into bed. Now, obviously, that's never going to happen. So Wolfie is all pissed off and upset. So he refers to her now as insane, as Satan. Either that, or he's got these little Red Riding Hood fantasies. The better to see you with, my dear. These people are so sick. I've never seen a clutch of sexually obsessed people in my life as these right wingers. The Christian conservatives, all they need to do is go to bed with the same, you know, somebody the same sex. All the women in these Christian conservatives, so-called, if they would just climb in bed with another woman, everything would be okay. And the men, can you imagine Pat Robertson getting it on with a guy, a real studly guy, who just showed Pat, the real doorway to paradise. And once all that happened, once these people were introduced to same-sex sex, it all stopped, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? You know it would. You know it would. You know it would. They'd all just kind of relax. Especially Limburger or Limbaugh, the Pigman. If the Pigman, of course, there's some question about Pigman's gender ID anyway. But if the pig man would just break down and go ahead and enjoy a little sex on sex, same sex sex with another man, everything might, you know, can you imagine how they would mellow out? Huh? Can you imagine how they would mellow out? And don't forget that Horsley fella who grew up here in Georgia, that right-wing freak who likes to get it on with mules and farm animals and stuff. It's ugly, isn't it? The whole thing is, it's so ugly. It's ugly out there tonight. It's ugly. But I've never seen such a sex-obsessed group in my life. I really haven't. As these right-wingers. The Christian conservatives need to have same-sex sex, and the political conservatives just need to get laid. That's all. Just somehow, some way. And just stop the nonsense. Don't they ever, I mean, don't they have boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands, wives, something? Or the ones that live here in the South, brothers, sisters, you know, where they can just get it on and relax. We'll also have an audio montage for you of some of the best news clips from this week. What do you call on that, Kathy? What's that referred to as? Good news week. Someone dropped a bomb today. Contaminating atmosphere. It's good news. Yeah, okay, we'll have that. It's not very long. Stick around for that. Only runs, what, a couple of minutes? All right. Now, Daniel Crittenden, writing at the Huffington blog, Huffington Post, the blog, she writes, Red, White, and Blue, Blue State, 4th of July. Here's how the divided states of America will be celebrating Independence Day on Monday. Now, if you live in the red state, here's your red state 4th of July. On the menu, barbecued red meat, preferably shot by dad and cleaned and prepared by mom. They will tussle over the sauce, whether it should be vinegar or ketchup-based. Dad will try to persuade mom to let him use his outdoor deep fryer for turkey as an additional side, but she'll tell him not to be an idiot. They will have plenty of food, and besides deep-fried turkey as for Thanksgiving. Side dishes will be corn on the cob, a mayonnaise-y, eggy potato salad and coleslaw, and the food will be washed down with Coors Light or sweet tea with Coke and lemonade for the kids. Apple pie from a Costco for dessert. Now, the flag on display at the Red State 4th of July would be the Stars and Stripes. What they're celebrating this year is Kerry's loss. What they'll argue about is whether Bush is doing a good job making the case for Iraq or it's the liberal media's fault for all the negative reporting. The event that they'll attend will be the local Lions Club parade, followed by highly dangerous, illegal in most states, put your eye out fireworks lit by dad in the backyard. And their holiday donation will go to their church. Now, the blue state 4th of July on the menu will be a choice of grain-fed beef or soy-based hamburgers for their vegan friends, with sides from Whole Foods. There'll be Thai noodles, tofu and green bean salad, corn salsa, guacamole with blue tortilla chips. And the food will be washed down with Oregon wine or bottled water with Snapple drinks for the kids, Ben and Jerry's for dessert. The flag on display will be a festive seasonal flag with a summer theme. And what they're celebrating this year is Bush's poll numbers. What they'll argue about is which news is being suppressed more by the right-wing media, the shocking revelations of the Downing Street memo or the truth about global warming. And the event they'll attend will be a family and pet-friendly, environmentally conscious march. And just bring recyclable cans and bottles, please, with your liquid refreshment, followed by municipal fireworks at the local park. And their holiday donation will go to NPR. So however you're doing it, happy 4th of July from both of us here at the Malloy Program. Well, no, there's more than just two of us. We have that entire crew up in New York that we celebrate every night, plus the people out in the boondocks. Can I see a show of hands? How many of you are familiar with Neil Bortz? Okay. You know, he's a right-wing talker who just could never really get himself to leave Atlanta. You know, he's always been kind of a local guy. He's got two issues. How the Negroes all are ripping off welfare, and how the government, the IRS in particular, is taking all of his money in taxes. He's used the same two themes a 30-year-long career. He's a real pisser. He's just a whiner, you know, just a whiner, just a tight ass whiner. One of those, you know. And I guess he's been syndicated now. He works for Cox Communications. I think Jones Radio Network syndicates him. Is that right, Kathy? And I think he's out on maybe 50 or 60 stations. But just look in the dictionary under geek, and you'll see two pictures. One of Oh my God! Who's the guy that bites the chicken heads off of the rocker? Ozzy Osbourne, and then right below that would be a picture of Bortz. He really is a geek. Well, something unusual happened, which I think is a clear indication of the type of people who listen to conservative talk radio in general, but Neil Bortz's program in particular. And I'll tell you what it is as soon as we come back.
And Colin Powell likes a blonde that's stacked, and Rumsfeld wants his fanny smack. Cheney, he gets quite a thrill if when you pop his cork, you shout, oil spill! We need more sex in the White House. More sex in the White House. More sex in the White House. Let's keep them on their knees.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You know those swoopy Italian supercars you always see in the movies? Or those hyper-expensive Autobahn burners that are always on car magazine covers? Have you ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Most people drive something a lot less exotic. But the funny thing about cars is, it doesn't matter what you drive. If you take care of it, it can be the best car in the world. So even if you don't drive a high-performance car, you should be buying a high-performance oil. Like new Mobil 1 Extended Performance. It's a new kind of lubricant with extra cleaning agents and 50% more SuperSend. Mobil 1 Extended Performance really does extend performance and provides powerful protection of critical engine parts for an incredible 15,000 miles, guaranteed. Okay, so maybe you aren't driving the world's most expensive car, but we'll guarantee you that for the next 15,000 miles, it might just be one of the world's best protected. Mobil 1 Extended Performance, the oil that's changing oil.
Do you have $10, $20, $30,000 or more in credit card debt that's suffocating your bank account and your lifestyle? If you think bankruptcy is the only way out, then pay close attention, because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA at 800-610-0095 will negotiate with your creditors and settle your credit card debt for about half of what you now owe without filing bankruptcy. Debt Relief USA has been helping people just like you regain control of their financial future. In most cases, you can be debt-free in less than 36 months.
I owed so much of my credit cards, I could barely make the minimum monthly payment. We talked about filing bankruptcy, but I was concerned about my credit. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me where I could settle for just 40% of what I owed. I'm back in control of my life, and I owe it all to Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-610-0095. Pay your creditors and avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-610-0095. 800-610-0095.
Surprise! This is Marilyn Caselli from Con Edison. It takes a lot of energy to surprise your mom. You secretly emailed all of her friends, called to order her favorite cake, strung party lights in the backyard, caught her reaction on video, and emailed all the great pictures to everyone the very next day. At Con Edison, we want to make sure you can throw a party your mom will never forget, because she deserves it, and so do you. Every year, with everything that's become part of our daily lives, we use more energy than we did the year before. That's why Con Edison is investing billions over the next several years to upgrade our energy delivery system. We're committed to providing safe, reliable service so you can enjoy your day every day.
The power behind everything you do. Con Edison, on it.
Check out ConEd.com to learn more about our ongoing infrastructure projects and plans for the future. You'll also find some great tips on using energy wisely every day.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to the residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Past the hour. All right, so Neil Bortz, who is a real piece of work, he and I worked at the same radio station back in the mid-90s, and I just frankly don't like him. I just don't like him. But to give you an idea, the type of people who listen to right-wing radio in general, and Neil Bortz's program in particular, the Associated Press is reporting this today. Some guy in Texas who is in a mental institution called the Bortz program and told the show's producer that that would be Belinda Skelton, really, or sweetheart. You know, as so many times this happens, the talk show host will be a real jackass, but the producer will be real. Is that what happens here? Is that what happens here? Well, I'm not allowed to say jackass on the air. That's an animal. What are you talking about? Of course I can say jackass on the air. My God. Anyway, Belinda, the producer of the Bortz program, is a real sweetheart. And she was doing the program a couple of days ago. And this guy, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday, this guy called the Bortz show from a payphone in a state mental hospital in San Antonio, Texas, where he's waiting a competency hearing in a burglary case. Now the caller wanted to go on the air, but Belinda said no. You know, let's just talk here for a second. You know, she really screens the calls, has to on Bortz's program. So what Belinda did, she kept this guy on the phone, and then got a DeKalb County, that's one of the counties that make up Atlanta, a homicide detective on the phone, and the guy calling from the mental institute said he wanted to apologize to the family of Naresh Amin, who was found shot several times in the bathroom at an Atlanta gas station back in 1994. Now, Belinda said, I get crazy people all the time, but this guy started rattling off all the details, and Belinda's saying more there than she realizes. So, a DeKalb police spokesman said the authorities is maybe a little bit skeptical of the claims because Ash is in a mental hospital, that's the caller, but they did issue an arrest warrant for Ash. Now, the reason I bring this up, it's because, in the first place, the call comes from a mental hospital. And no, I'm not being anti-mental patient, you know, so don't email me and say I have a cousin who's in a mental hospital. You know, I've had family members in institutions, too. So what? But the caller is calling from a mental hospital and wants to confess a murder on the Bortz program. So who are you going to call if you are insane and killed somebody? Neil Bortz! Well, I mean, well, what? Does that take any thought? Mark Perkel in San Francisco sent me this. It's his... he does these little mini editorials, Mark did. We had him on the program. We had Mark on. And here's today's. Retiring Justice Sandra Day O'Connor will now get her wish that a Republican president appoint her successor. She was at an election night party on November 7th, 2000, when she became, quote, visibly upset, end quote, when network anchors first awarded the state of Florida to Al Gore. Her husband said she was upset because the couple wanted to retire and that his wife preferred that a Republican president appoint her successor. Shortly thereafter, she was the swing vote that essentially appointed Bush president after the people elected Al Gore. Now everyone in the world is paying the price for her act of treason to the Constitution. I say good riddance to her. That's from Mark Perkel in San Francisco. Yeah, Kathy and I got into a discussion about that today. You know, she pointed out to me some decisions made in the 20-some years that Sandra Day O'Connor has been on Supreme Court and how O'Connor's decisions swung Sanders' opinion swung a decision into a more moderate toward a more moderate result, a more moderate ruling. And my answer to that was I think I probably used profanity, but I tend to agree with Mark Perkel. I understand. What did I say on television tonight? She was the so-called swing vote on 135 decisions that were handed down by the U.S. Supreme Court on constitutional issues.
Well, Mike, that's all they decide is constitutional.
Okay. 135 times she was the swing vote that decided how the decision would go. And I realize in some of those votes, she came down on the side that I would favor. The decision that I would favor. By the same token, this is a woman who guaranteed the selection of George Bush in 2000. George Bush would be back to cutting brush in Kennebunkport. What, you think he would have kept that little hovel down in Texas? Don't forget that. He'd be back hanging out with the rich people and probably trying to get elected to the Maine General Assembly, but no, instead he's committing mass murder. And A.E. Barr, regarding this this retirement today, said there are no liberals on the Supreme Court, just different types of conservatives. The real division on the court is between the religious conservatives and the political conservatives. When considering who will replace O'Connor, the main difference after Bush chooses the next Supreme Court justice is that a religious conservative will replace a political conservative.
Like Lucky LaRue, got my hand in my pocket, thinking about you. I ain't a hurting nobody, I ain't a hurting no one.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You know those swoopy supercars you always see on magazine covers? Ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Like most, you probably drive something a lot less exotic. But with the right care, it can be the best car in the world. That's why we created new Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil. With extra cleaning agents and 50% more Super Send, it maximizes performance and protects critical engine parts for 15,000 miles, guaranteed. Mobil 1 Extended Performance. The oil that's changing oil.
Whatever you're doing this summer,
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
Green Light on the Environment, brought to you by Cliff Bar. I'm Rachel Maddow. Is your lawn or favorite grassy park basically a toxic dump of pesticides? Americans use over 100 million pounds of the chemicals every year. Not only are they dangerous outside, when they get tracked into our homes, they contaminate our indoor air and furniture, too. Some cities are banning or reducing the use of toxic chemicals in parks and other public land. To learn what you can do in your community, check out beyondpesticides.org.
Did you know there's a delicious energy bar that's certified organic? It's called Cliff Bar, with the rock climber on the package. Cliff Bar is made with whole grains and real fruit and contains no trans fats or hydrogenated oils. Cliff Bar, the company, is part of a growing community of people and companies dedicated to leaving a lighter footprint on the planet. Visit cliffbar.com and learn about this small group of people working to create a better energy bar and a more healthful environment.
Wanted.
Video game music composer. Sound designer. Music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film. Dialogue editor. Music recorder. ADR. Foley. Surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producers. Pro Tools. Logic Audio. Final Cut Pro. Ableton Live. Traktor DJ Studio. Puramind. Advanced digital audio training. An Apple and DigiDesign certified school. It's never too late to follow your dreams. Puramind.com. That's Puramind. 1-888-378-MIND.
They call this place the Institute, but really it's a torture chamber.
a place where they take a 3,300-pound object shaped like the front end of an SUV and hurl it directly into your bright, shiny new car. A lot of manufacturers come here. Not all of them leave with their pride intact.
But when Volkswagen sent the new Jetta to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, it came back with the best overall crash test ratings of any car in its class. The president of the Institute went on to say, "This new Jetta design shows what manufacturers can do to improve occupant protection and serious side impacts when cars are hit by SUVs and pickup trucks. We want more manufacturers to do what Volkswagen has done. The new Jetta. For details, go to IIHS.org. Better yet, see your Volkswagen dealer where right now you can lease a 2005 new Jetta Value Edition for just $209 a month.
36 monthly savings, 54 required at signing, $2,079 due at signing for New York State residents. Excludes taxes, license, other options, and dealer charges. Supplies limited. Offer until active 2005. See your dealer or call 1-800-DRIVE-EW for details."
Visit your Tri-State Volkswagen dealer today or log on to tristatevw.com to find a dealer near you.
I was using my computer like I always did, just minding my own business, when it began acting weird. It crashed a couple of times, but seemed to reboot okay. Then it began slowing down. Documents and spreadsheets took forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. But I remembered hearing an ad for stop signs, so I called them, downloaded their scanner, and found out that I had two viruses and a bunch of spyware, including a program that was sending my personal information to complete strangers. I got stop sign, and in just minutes, it destroyed the viruses, removed all the spyware, and now it watches my computer for new threats. Plus, my machine is blazing fast, just like the day I got it. If your computer's acting weird, slowing down, or crashing, do what I did. Call StopSign and get protected. Protect your PC with StopSign, the one-call solution. Call 1-800-243-1483. That's 1-800-243-1483. Call StopSign right now. 1-800-243-1483.
Attention, small business owners. Need more working capital to grow your business and you need it fast? Then call Amerimerchant, your alternative to a traditional bank. Rely on us to help you get up to $150,000 against your Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers in as little as 7 days. And there are no fees or closing costs. Amerimerchant provides millions of dollars in working capital every month to restaurants and small businesses of all kinds. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of at least $5,000 a month, you may qualify. Call now. 800-430-9571, 800-430-9571. We approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call us right now. 800-430-9571, 800-430-9571.
What's up, everybody? It's your main man, Kyle Jason. Now, since I've been doing my thing here on Air America Radio, I've had a lot of great guests, played a lot of good music, and had a whole lot of laughs. So tune in this week as we pack some of this year's highlights into one big show. With good music, good vibes, and good conversation. The Best of the Kyle Jason Show airs this Saturday night at 10 p.m. on Air America Radio. Don't miss it, baby!
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 26 before the hour. The founder of USA Today, Al Newhart, said today that he favored a U.S. withdrawal, all the troops, out of Iraq. He said, quote, "I'm convinced the best way to support our troops in Iraq is to bring them home sooner rather than later." Now, Newhart is a, according to what I have here from editor and publisher, Newhart is a Bronze Star winner in World War II. He's a combat veteran. He also compared Bush to Lyndon Johnson, saying that both presidents lied to us in wartime. Well, that's true, but I think what Newhart was trying to do there is add a little balance, because Johnson inherited a war that was started started three presidencies before his. The big buildup of U.S. troops was based on the so-called Gulf of Tonkin incident, which turned out to be not true. George W. Bush is the one who, on his own, with the backing of the Project for a New American Century and the neocons that cluster over there like rats around a corpse, that's the reason he invaded. It has to do with oil. It has to do with a series of military bases in the Caspian Sea area. And it also has to do with the protection of the state of Israel. So all of those factors put together is why Bush decided, George W., to invade. And he knew that none of those reasons would fly with the American public, so they made up all the lies. But Neuhart said the crucial difference between Vietnam and Iraq is that there is no Walter Cronkite to call Bush's bluff. Neuhart said, without a strong, trusted, non-political voice, too many of us remain Bush blinded. Bush tried keeping the wool over our eyes again Tuesday on national television by repeatedly tying Iraq to 9/11. That charge is as phony as his discredited pre-war claim that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction. And then Neuhart went on, he pointed to his own experience, and he said, most of us who have had personal war experiences strongly believe this great country is worth fighting for at the risk of lives. My World War II Bronze Star and Combat Infantryman's badge on the wall behind my desk remind me of that daily. They also remind me that war is hell, that we must fully support our servicemen and women and put their lives at risk only for honest and just and noble causes. Yeah, okay. You bet. But you see, Bush, you know, Bush doesn't understand honesty, nobility, or justice. He has not an idea. He's a two-bit punk. Remember the posters of Nixon? Well, some of you remember going way back to the late 60s when Nixon was running for re-election. Early 70s, and he was running for re-election. And the posters, would you buy a used car from this man? Remember those? Some of you are old enough here. And there was Nixon staring out, and the caption said, would you buy a used car from this man? I would buy a used car from George W. Bush. That's about all I would buy from him. Because, you know, he's just that tight, right? No offense, used car salesman. I'm trying to get in your case on Friday night before a holiday, although I think all of you suck. But George, I do. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I just do. But George W. Bush is the type that you would probably be inclined to buy a used car from, because, you know, when you go into that, you know you're going to get hosed. So you just expect it, and you just say, okay, well, I'll get hosed by this guy because he's not as vicious, you know. But that's about what Bush is capable of doing. This is a man who's never had a successful adventure or venture in his life. Nothing. Nothing. I guess you could call his marriage successful. But everything else, certainly in the business world, nothing. He's never done anything on his own. Always had to be bailed out by either his daddy or his daddy's friends or the bin Laden family or the Saudi royal family. Somebody always showed up to bail George W. Bush out after he had screwed everything up. Problem is, there's nobody to bail the country out, the United States of America, bail us out of his chicanery and viciousness and lies and deceptions where it concerns Iraq. Huh? You agree with that? The Sacramento Bee last week on Wednesday had an editorial about, are you aware of a special intelligence unit, the California National Guard, tracking groups as they prepared for an anti-war protest in front of the Capitol in Sacramento? Isn't that against the law? Doesn't it have to do with posse comitatus? The Bee wrote, groups with names such as Raging Grannies, Gold Star Families for Peace, that would be Cindy, our favorite Sheehan, our favorite correspondent, Gold Star Families for Peace, Code Pink, those groups were being followed. The San Jose Mercury News reported about 10 days ago that the California National Guard has established what is called, now listen to this, information synchronization, knowledge management, and intelligence fusion program. Now, this is the bastard stepchild of Major General Thomas Eyres. He's the guard leader who was forced to retire this month when it came out that he was using he was using military transport for Republican Party activists in California and diverting money marked for drug interdiction. So he got fired. Schwarzenegger had to fire him, forced him into early retirement. But what he left behind was this thing called Information Synchronization, Knowledge Management, and Intelligence Fusion Program. Jesus. Now, leaders of this group, California National Guard, say, well, no, we don't collect information on U.S. citizens. but we just like to follow aging grannies and the Gold Star Families for Peace and Code Pink. We just like to follow them around. Most of them are women. And, you know, we get all aroused following these peacenik women. You see how everything ties into sex for these people? Huh? Now, according to the Sacramento Bee, there was a Mother's Day rally last month, and a few dozen Californians, including families of soldiers killed in the Iraq War, attended a rally outside the state capitol. And 3 days beforehand, an aide to Schwarzenegger's press office had alerted the California National Guard to the coming protest, according to the San Jose Mercury News. And the California National Guard sprung into action. Sir, one colonel wrote to his boss, Colonel Jeff Davis, you like that name, who oversees the intelligence unit now. Sir, information you wanted on Sunday's demonstration at the Capitol. Thanks, Davis replied in an email obtained by the Mercury News. Forwarding some of our intel, folks, to continue to monitor. Guard officials say they did not send anyone to physically monitor the protest. They just kept tabs on it from a distance. Oh, God. A spokesman for Lieutenant Colonel Stan Zezatarski said about Code Pink and the Raging Grannies, quote, who knows who can infiltrate that type of group and stir something up? After all, we live in an age of terrorism, end quote. Jesus. Now, you see, it's the California Highway Patrol's job to protect the Capitol, right? They're the ones who are supposed to provide the security, not the National Guard. And you have to wonder, at a time when the Guard is stretched thin, both here and in Iraq, why are members of California National Guard spying on Cindy Sheehan and Code Pink and the Raging Grannies? Well, you know the answer. We live in Bush's America. And I still get people who email me and say, well, you know, we're not really going to go fascist. All right, I think this is probably the last thing I want to toss out here, and then we're going to move on to the serious part of the program, which includes your phone calls. A letter written to Clinton in 1998 by the Project for the New American Century. Mike sent this to me. And this is in 1998, and it called for Clinton to effect regime change in Iraq. And it cites weapons of mass destruction and all the other lies. So, you know, when people say, well, you know, Bush had decided in 2002. No, he didn't. He decided before he was even president, before the election was given to him by Sandra Day O'Connor. Here's what they wrote to Clinton. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Dear Mr. President, we're writing you because we're convinced that current American policy toward Iraq is not succeeding, and that we may soon face a threat in the Middle East more serious than any we have known since the end of the Cold War. In your upcoming State of the Union address, you have an opportunity to chart a clear and determined course for meeting this threat. We urge you to seize that opportunity and to enunciate a new strategy that would secure the interests of the United States and our friends and allies around the world. That strategy should aim, above all, at the removal of Saddam Hussein from power. And then it goes on and says, the policy of containment of Hussein has been steadily eroding over the past several months. Our ability to ensure that Hussein is not producing weapons of mass destruction, therefore, has substantially diminished. Even if full inspections were eventually to resume, which now seems highly unlikely, experience has shown that it is difficult, if not impossible, to monitor Iraq's chemical and biological weapons production. So you see where this comes from, Truth Seekers? It says, it hardly needs to be added that if Saddam does acquire the capability to deliver weapons of mass destruction, as he is almost certain to do, the safety of American troops in the region, of our friends and allies like Israel, and a significant portion of the world's oil supply of oil will all be put at hazard. Now, there's some more. I'm going to finish this up here after this break. I want you to hear who signed this letter.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You know those swoopy supercars you always see on magazine covers? Ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Like most, you probably drive something a lot less exotic. But with the right care, it can be the best car in the world. That's why we created new Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil with extra cleaning agents and 50% more Super Sin. It maximizes performance and protects critical engine parts for 15,000 miles, guaranteed. Mobil 1 Extended Performance, the oil that's changing oil.
What's more delectable than caviar, more indulgent than curling up on cashmere, and more satisfying than purring the day away? New Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold Dry Cat Food.
At last.
At last, a dry cat food good enough to be called Fancy Feast. Your cat will be in absolute bliss. Visit FancyFeast.com to find out how you can receive a free sample of new Fancy Feast Gourmet Gold.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it is been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Sound familiar? Do your kids drive you crazy? Do they push your buttons and make you mad? Do you raise your voice or even at times threaten and later wish you hadn't? Well, listen carefully because now there is hope and help. It's in the form of new video presentations by a Johns Hopkins trained board certified child psychiatrist who's helped over 10,000 children and their families. The simple-to-follow 10-step program takes only 20 minutes to view and will teach you how to help your child behave better, much better, right away. Guaranteed or your money back. Check out the website www.2behave.com. That's www.2behave.com. Don't wait. Act now and make your family's lives easier and better. That's www.2behave.com.
How do you feel when you pull up to the gas pump to fill up your car? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclay Financial. The real estate market's been going through the roof. Auto sales are brisk, and they say there isn't inflation. Commodity prices are on the rise due to not only demand from the U.S., but India, China, the Pacific Rim. In fact, we're seeing global economic expansion. Do you know how to take advantage of rising or falling interest rates? Do you know how to take advantage of price movements in items like copper for housing and auto industries, grains, cotton, interest rates, and more? Are you aware that the dollar value of exchange-traded commodities exceeds that of the American and New York stock exchanges combined daily? The commodities markets are a mystery to most people and involve substantial risk of loss. In fact, people can and do lose money trading commodities. Inflation is on the rise, and that creates opportunity in today's commodities market. Find out about options for your future by calling Barclay Financial right now at 1-800-774-7007. That's 1-800-774-7007. The call is free, the information is free, but the knowledge could be priceless. Barclay Financial, mystery solved.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
So it was back in January of 1998 that the project for New American Century wrote this letter to Bill Clinton asking him to invade Iraq. And, of course, Clinton said no. But back to the letter, they write, the only acceptable strategy is one that eliminates the possibility that Iraq will be able to use or threaten to use weapons of mass destruction. In the near term, this means a willingness to undertake military action, as diplomacy is clearly failing. In the long term, it means removing Saddam Hussein and his regime from power. That now needs to become the aim of American foreign policy. We urge you, Mr. President, to articulate this aim and to turn your administration's attention to implementing a strategy for removing Saddam's regime from power. Although we are fully aware of the dangers and difficulties in implementing this policy, we urge you to act decisively. If you act now to end the threat of weapons of mass destruction against the U.S. or its allies, you will be acting in the most fundamental national security interests of the country. If we accept a course of weakness and drift, we put our interests and our future at risk. Now, this is 1998. Who signed it? Elliot Abrams, Richard Armitage, William Bennett, Jeffrey Bergner, John Bolton, Paula Dobriansky, Francis Fukuyama, Robert Kagan, Zalmay Khalilzad, Richard Pearl, William Kristol, Peter Rodman, Donald Rumsfeld, Paul Wolfowitz, Vin Weber, Robert Zoellick, William Schneider Jr., and R. James Woolsey. Some of those names sound a little familiar, huh? Do they? So these murderous sons of bitches were talking about the invasion and insisting that Clinton initiate the invasion in 1998. So as far as the Downing Street memos, the minutes are concerned, that lists a series of meetings taken at the highest levels of the British government where the issue was discussed, that in 2002 the Bush crime family had already made a determination to invade Iraq, no matter what the reason had to be, no matter what the excuse, no matter what the rationale. Well, when you hear about that's fine, that's good. But these pigs started this 4 years earlier. 4 years earlier. Richard Armitage, wasn't he Colin Powell's assistant secretary of state? Yes, he was. John Bolton, well, there's a name from hell. Donald Rumsfeld, what does he do now? Huh? Paul Wolfowitz, what did he do? Huh? Zalmay Khalilzad, he is a special ambassador. He is the ambassador of the United States to Afghanistan, I believe. Huh? 2002? No. 1998. Now, they still have a website, Project for New American Century, I'm sure. But these are the warmongers. These are the people who are responsible. Elliot Abrams, a convicted felon. Richard Armitage, a former CIA agent who would get involved in so-called wet operations. He was a hands-on murderer. William Bennett, a gambling addict who it turns out is also a liar. John Bolton, one of the people who assisted in stopping the recount of votes in Florida that would have shown beyond any doubt that Al Gore had won that state. Donald Rumsfeld, a murderous bastard if one ever existed. This is about the only time in his entire career he wasn't working in government, was when he was working with the Project for a New American Century. Paul Wolfowitz, what was Wolfowitz? Wolfowitz was the Assistant Secretary of Defense and now heads the World Bank. Robert Zoellick, who became, or is, I believe he still is, Bush's trade representative. He's the one that travels around representing the United States for the International Monetary Fund and yada yada. Richard Pearl, a vampire if ever one existed. Now, as you hear these names, none of these people ever served in the military. None of them. Oh, don't tell me that Rumsfeld did. He had a desk job. None of these people serve the military. They have no problem ordering up the deaths of tens of thousands of Iraqi civilians, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of American soldiers, people wounded, busted into pieces with everything from napalm now we're using to bunker buster bombs to shock and awe, small arms fire, machine guns, mortars, rocket-propelled grenades, IUDs, These dumb bastards. Oh, my God. Wouldn't you like to see every one of these people, 4, 8, 12, 13, 14, 15, 18 of them who signed this letter, give these people the same kind of body armor that U.S. troops have in Iraq. Give them the unarmored Humvees. Give them all as much weaponry as they can carry. Put them in a convoy and put their murderous asses on the road from the Baghdad airport into the city. And then stand back. And let whatever happens, happens. This is what they've done to U.S. troops. The same thing, haven't they? So put Elliot Abrams and Richard Armitage and William Bennett and Jeffrey Bergner and John Bolton and Paula Dobriansky and Francis Fukuyama and Robert Kagan and Zalmay Khalilzad and Peter Rodman, Richard Perle, William Kristol, Donald Rumsfeld, William Schneider, Vin Weber, Robert Zoellick, James Woolsey, and Paul Wolfowitz. Put them in a convoy. Put them on the road between the Baghdad airport and downtown Baghdad. Arm them. Give them the same things that the Marines and the Army have. And then stand back and see what happens.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
You know those swoopy Italian supercars you always see in the movies? Or those hyper-expensive Autobahn burners that are always on car magazine covers? Have you ever met anybody who actually owns one? Of course not. Most people drive something a lot less exotic. But the funny thing about cars is, it doesn't matter what you drive. If you take care of it, it can be the best car in the world. So even if you don't drive a high-performance car, you should be buying a high-performance oil. Like new Mobil 1 Extended Performance. It's a new kind of lubricant with extra cleaning agents and 50% more Supersend. Mobil 1 Extended Performance really does extend performance and provides powerful protection of critical engine parts for an incredible 15,000 miles guaranteed. Okay, so maybe you aren't driving the world's most expensive car, but we'll guarantee you that for the next 15,000 miles, it might just be one of the world's best protected. Mobil 1 Extended Performance, the oil that's changing oil.
Hey, let's go to my house for an Ovaltine milkshake.
I love chocolate Ovaltine shakes. Let's go!
Isn't it snack time for the kids?
Let's make them Ovaltine milkshakes.
I'll get out the ice cream and milk.
And I'll get the rich chocolate Ovaltine.
Hey, this is Mom's making Ovaltine shakes.
Yes, I love her Ovaltine shakes.
Yeah!
Now I'll add the rich chocolate Ovaltine.
And I'll get the glasses.
Mom, we're home!
Who wants an Ovaltine shake?
I do!
I guess we better make more.
More Ovaltine shakes, please!
My guys, they know who's in charge. But germs never listen.
Ouch, Mom!
So all our cuts get Neosporin for infection protection that lasts.
Bye, Mom!
Even when I'm not there.
24 hours after application, Neosporin Original is 8 times more effective than even the leading prescription topical antibiotic at keeping skin germ-free.
So now germs know who's in charge, too.
Longer-lasting infection protection. That's Neosporin. Every cut, every time. Use as directed.
Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. October deadline. The Senate is now preparing for a confirmation battle after U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor announced her retirement. George Bush says he wants O'Connor's replacement on the bench for the new term starting in October. Judiciary Committee Chairman Arlen Specter said he thinks that can be done. He says he does not expect Democrats to filibuster a Supreme Court nominee. New York Senator Charles Schumer praised O'Connor, but Schumer says the Democrats will not be rushed, and he called on Bush to consult with the senators. Republicans are speculating initial hearings won't begin until a month to 6 weeks after Bush nominates a successor, so as to give senators time to do investigations. Bush will apparently not make a nomination before July 8th, according to the White House, pushing any possible hearings back until August at the earliest, if they follow that timetable. House Democrats say Republicans ignored the problem until it turned into an emergency, but lawmakers of both parties have now moved close to a funding gap for veterans' health care programs. The House has approved a nearly $1 billion infusion of cash. The budget gap revealed last week when lawmakers were told unexpected health care demands had left the Veterans Affairs Department nearly $1 billion short. The Senate approved an even larger spending package on Wednesday. Veterans Affairs Secretary Jim Nicholson faced testy lawmakers over that funding shortfall. He blamed the problem on faster-than-expected growth in health care demand and an underestimation of the number of wounded troops returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. The Senate endorsed a free trade agreement with six Latin American nations, the vote a win for the Bush administration, which has promoted the deal as part of the U.S. commitment to democracy in the hemisphere. The vote was 54-45 in favor of the Central America Free Trade Agreement, also known as CAFTA. There will, though, be a final battle in the House where the agreement's many critics are vowing to defeat it. They say CAFTA will lead to continued worker rights abuses in the region. The House vote, probably next month, really too close to call. George Bush hosted Kuwait's prime minister today with Iraq and women's rights topping the agenda. Kuwait, seized by Saddam Hussein, you remember, in 1990, liberated by the U.S.-led coalition in the Gulf War, and now a key staging ground for U.S. operations in Iraq. Last week, Kuwait announced it's sending an ambassador to Baghdad for the first time since the Gulf War. The other reason for the visit, the parliament decision in Kuwait to give women voting rights, which was praised by Bush. Yesterday, the leader told a Washington audience he hopes it enriches Kuwait's political life and spurs progress for women elsewhere in the Persian Gulf. This is Air America Radio News.
Top three projects I plan to do during my long weekend. Number three, no more talking, it's time for new carpet. Number two, avocado kitchen, out. Brushed steel appliances, in. And number one, brag about how I didn't pay a thing for it yet.
Don't put off the projects, put off the payments. Go to the Home Depot or Expo Design Center to learn about special deferred financing, store-wide, now through the 4th of July. The Home Depot. You can do it, we can help. Offer valid in U.S. only.
So you've got frequent heartburn. Your wife says,
loosen your belt, sweetheart.
Your buddy says, sleep sitting up. Well, maybe it's time to get your advice from more credible sources. Because now, doctors and pharmacists are recommending Prilosec OTC more than any other OTC acid reducer. It's their number one choice. One pill a day for 24 hours of zero heartburn. It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief, based on share of recommendations.
Are you tired of mortgage, car, and credit card payments? What if I told you that you could eliminate all of your debt, including your mortgage, in 9 years or less? You probably wouldn't believe me, and I wouldn't have believed it either, until I met financial advisor Howard Ruff, author of The Truth, What Debt Reduction Companies Don't Want You to Know. He recommends No More Mortgage as the ideal solution for elimination of your debts. They took my 30-year mortgage, my car loans, my IRS debt, and my credit card bills and consolidated them into a custom plan just for me. I'll be completely out of debt in under 8 years, and it didn't cost me one penny more than what I was already paying. This is the real deal. Call them now.
800-401-9418. No More Mortgage is not a debt consolidation company. They eliminate debt. If you're a homeowner and have $10,000 or more in non-mortgage debt, call now. 800-401-9418. 800-401-9418.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70%. On apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
Ring of Fire.
Hi, this is Mike Papantonio. This week on Ring of Fire with Bobby Kennedy, we're going to talk with Representative John Conyers of Michigan, who's keeping the heat on the Bush administration over the Downing Street memo. When nobody else is paying attention, he is.
We'll also talk with actress Daphne Zuniga, yes, Princess Vespa from Spaceballs, who's joined the fight against the dark side after finding that she was sick for years due to mercury contamination in fish. Ring of Fire this weekend on Air America Radio.
Welcome back. It's about 6 and a half past the hour. Don't forget Ring of Fire this weekend. That's the program with Mike Papantonio and Robert Kennedy Jr. It's on Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 to 7 Eastern Time with Mike Papantonio and Robert Kennedy Jr. If you haven't heard Ring of Fire, I'm telling you, you've got to hear this program, okay? There's a lot of focus on environmental issues there. But 5 to 7 Eastern Time on Saturdays. It's broadcast at different times, I think, over the weekend. And, of course, you have to allow for the time zone changes. But it's one of the best programs on this network. Don't miss it. And they're live, as is this program, as is Morning Sedition. Everybody else is off on vacation, I think, right? All right, I want you to hear Tucker Carlson and Jay Severin. This is the buzz cut freak, Jay Severin, who desperately wants to sleep with Hillary, or did back in the late 90s, when it turned out that Bill was getting a little on the side, almost getting a little on the side with Monica Lewinsky. And Jay Severin was one of those, like I said, I call him Wolfie because he looks like a wolf. A lot of these people look like vampires, but this guy looks like a wolf. You can see him some nights when I've seen a little bit of Tucker Carlson's program, because I'm in here with Kathy and we're working on the final bit to get the program together, and we'll have the television on just in case. She'll have a monitor in her section of the studio, and I have one in mine, just in case, you know, we get attacked, quote-quote, by terrorists, quote-quote. And I see our good friend Rachel Maddow sitting there, and I worry about her, I because she's sitting between Tucker Carlson and Jay Severin. Anyway, Severin, it's well known that Severin just has the absolute hots for Hillary, and nothing is ever going to happen there. So I want you to hear this. And thanks to MediaMatters.org for this latest example of right-wing extremism. Media Matters also highlights several of Severin's controversial statements, including calling Senator Clinton the Antichrist. And he most recently called her absolutely sociopathic and the Manchurian candidate. I'm telling you, he just lusts after Hillary. So here's Tucker Carlson first, and then the voice that chimes in is this ghoulish, woofy Severin.
Is Hillary Clinton, is her presidency divinely ordained? It hasn't quite come to that, but the senator from New York did get a ringing endorsement from Billy Graham. At a rally Sunday in New York City, Senator Clinton and the former president sat on the stage while the 86-year-old evangelist recalled once saying Bill Clinton should become an evangelist himself and, quote, leave his wife to run the country. I think it was a joke. What were the Clintons doing at this rally? And it just brought me back. You know, I've never been a Hillary Clinton beater-upper, and I'm not a Hillary hater. Her husband does bug me, though, for this reason. He's always running around being the holy roller Bible thumper guy. That guy quoted scripture more than any president in my lifetime by far, and here he is at a Billy Graham rally. You know, enough.
The divine ordination would be tremendously novel in as much as Hillary is the devil.
You sick little bastard. Oh, my God. Well, what does Tucker Carlson say? He's always running around being the holy roller Bible thumper guy. This guy quoted scripture more than any president in my lifetime. Not when he was in office, Tucker, you little weasel. Since he's been out of office, maybe he has. So what? You know, you're a right-winger. You're supposed to love that. You're supposed to love the Christ killers as they run around quoting Scripture to their benefit, right? Now, here's the pig man. We maintain that the oxymoron here has got to be back on the juice. He's blowing up like a balloon again, and he's about to go to jail. At some point, he is going to go to prison. I don't think there's any doubt, even though he's fabulously wealthy. I don't know how he's going to get out of this unless he buys his way out. But listen as he describes how he found out that Sandra Day O'Connor was retiring.
It's the 4th of July weekend, Independence Day. And, of course, the weekend news cycle has been sparked. I really hope you are not among these people that needs news to spark your 4th of July weekend. I certainly don't. I got a note from a friend today. Whoa, wow. Connor resigned. Well, this is going to really spark up the weekend. And my reply was, I am fortunate I don't need news to spark up my weekend.
Yeah, that's what the shoebox of uppers is for, right? Who needs news?
I don't need news to spark up my uppers, up my workers, my weekend. No, what the hell? I don't need news to spark up my mock-ups or uppers. Weekend!
Need more proof that Limbaugh is back on the pharmaceuticals? He now has hallucinations of nine-headed beasts.
The judiciary to these people is God. The Supreme Court is God. God has nine heads, and God just lost a head today. And the left has to make sure their God has nine heads with at least five of them on their side. And so any assault on the judiciary, just think of it in religious terms. The left is looking at that court as God and church and sanctuary with abortion as the sacrament.
This is a sick bastard. This is a sick, psychopathic freak. Somebody needs to rescue him, put him away for a long time, right? Get him on Stelazine, get him on Thorazine, get him on... What are some of the other zines, Kathy? Stelazine, Thorazine, what else is there? Compazine. I thought that was for the... Oh, it's for nausea, yeah. I don't know. Compazine, Thorazine, Stelazine, what else? Elavil, Melaril. put him on Ritalin. What else? Better yet, just lock him in a room with Tom Cruise and see what happens, right? What a nutcase! Will you play the nine-headed beast thing again, if you don't mind? This is
the judiciary to these people is God.
God.
The Supreme Court is God.
Is God.
God has nine heads, and God just lost a head today. And the left has to make sure their God has nine heads with at least five of them on their side. And so any assault on the judiciary, just think of it in religious terms.
Yeah.
The left is looking at that court as God and church and sanctuary with abortion as the sacrament.
Yeah, that's where we eat babies and drink blood, you sick son of a bitch!
This guy is out of his head! Hey!
All you psychopathic murderers out there, next time, don't call Neil Bortz. Call this guy. Call him up and tell him you've seen the nine-headed beast. And you're ready to pick up the flaming sword and do battle. On the field of Armageddon. Yeah! With Gog and Magog. And the abortion sacrament. Bring me the blood. Bring me some feti. Blah! Jesus.
So that's what happens when you make, what does he make, $25 million a year or something like that? Man. And you still have to send your housekeeper out to buy your drugs? Oh, Jesus, come on, Rush. You could buy a pharmaceutical company. You know, just go buy one. Go buy one in, in Thailand or someplace. Just buy one. And then take your vacations over there and just eat them by the handfuls, you crazy old bastard. That's all. Just suck them up.
God and the nine-headed beast.
Jesus. Call Call Bill Frist. I'm sure he could hook you up. And just don't let him see a video of you in your little studio there, Rush. Oh, he might diagnose you. All right. Gene is calling from New York City. Gene, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Happy birthday.
Hey, thanks. I appreciate it. Hey, now you have to hold on just a couple more minutes.
Not a problem.
All right, we got to do some commercials. We'll come right back to you. Quick break here, folks. Do stick around. This is Air America. I can't believe he said that. A nine-headed god. He's getting out there.
Hey, Russ. Eat some of these.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When it comes to dieting, do you need a helping hand? Hi, I'm Kelly Lockwood, the creator of H57 Hoodia. I developed H57 with the purest Hoodia Gordoni from South Africa to help millions of Americans eat less and lose weight. H57 South African Hoodia has been featured on 60 Minutes and newspapers all over the globe. Unfortunately, the positive press about H57's amazing hunger-reducing properties have spawned dozens of imitators selling so-called pure Hoodia products. Don't fall for these imitators. I believe in H57. Now I want to make a believer out of you. If you don't lose weight in 30 days with my H57 Hoodia, I'll give you 157% of your money back. That's right, you heard right. 157% on every bottle you use. Become an H57 success story. Call now for details on this unprecedented offer.
Call right now, 800-571-0216. That's 1-800-571-0216. Certain terms and conditions do apply. So call 800-571-0216 for more details.
There's a good chance you're one of the millions of people driving a Camry right now. Not that there's anything wrong with that. They're very practical and reliable cars, but frankly, they're just not very exciting. You see what I mean? Try passing the person in front of you. You'll notice that, unlike the new Volkswagen Jetta, getting your car to do what you ask is like coaxing a child into eating leftover meatloaf. First there's reluctance, then submission, followed by high-pitched whining. But all hope's not lost. You can count on it to get you to the nearest Volkswagen dealer, where you can check out the new Jetta. With performance features like a 2.5-liter 5-cylinder engine, 170 pound-feet of torque, and ESP stability control, makes driving fun again. It was also the top-rated car in its class in a recent side impact test by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Stop by your local Volkswagen dealer and take the new Jetta for a spin.
For details on side impact test results, go to IIHS.org.
Great deals are available now at your local Tri-State Volkswagen dealer. Log on to tristatevw.com to find a dealer near you.
This is Dick Summer for Binder and Binder, America's most successful Social Security disability advocates. One of the reasons we are America's most successful Social Security disability advocates is that we don't let anybody intimidate our clients, not even the government. I'll bet you've never heard anyone else say what Charles Binder always says.
We'll deal with the government because you have enough to worry about.
Now that's a powerful claim, and we prove it every day all across America. If you're disabled and you can't work anymore, you ought to call Binder and Binder, 1-800-66-BINDER. Our email address is information@binderandbinder.com. We'll tell you right away if we can put the power of America's most successful Social Security disability advocates to work for you. You don't have to be afraid to make that free call to 1-800-66-BINDER.
Do you wake up with more aches as the years go on? Here's one reason why. Your conventional mattress may not be supporting your entire body, so your muscles have to keep working while you sleep. Not very restful. That's why there's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. Its unique material eliminates pressure points, so you sleep better. Feel the Tempur material for yourself. Call for a free sample at 1-877-289-9200. With Tempur-Pedic, you're guaranteed to sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. Even if you have back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers exceptional relief. That's why over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. So, reduce your morning aches and wake up energized instead. Call for a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic material at 1-877-289-9200. Call now, and you'll also get a free Better Sleep video and details on the 90-day trial guarantee. Call 1-877-289-9200. That's 1-877-289-9200.
Border to border and coast to coast, The Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
21 past the hour. Back to Gene in New York City. Gene, thanks for holding on. Let her rip.
Hey, you're welcome. And by the way, I'm surprised you actually call him Jay Severin. He's a complete phony. That's not even his real name.
Oh, my God. What's his name?
Jimmy Severino. That's the name he was using when he was going to J school at BU.
Jimmy Severino? What, is he ashamed? Is he ashamed of his Italian heritage?
I was going to say, you know, most of the Italians I know are pretty right of center. I mean, what's the problem?
Jay Severin. Jimmy Severin. Hey, Jimmy, what's up? What's up? Jimmy the Wolf.
Oh, Jimmy, why don't you wail on that little bow tie guy? He's
yeah.
Now, see, I can do that because my grandfather came over here from Udena, Italy, came through Ellis Island. You know, I've got an Irish name, but I'm about 95% Italian. Oh, God, I didn't know that. I'm glad you told me.
Well, you can't make that stuff up.
No, you can't. You can't.
But the reason I called is actually the probably the greatest Friday night buried story of all. About an hour before you went on the air, I was on Daily Kos and American Politics Journal, and they were both breaking a big story from the McLaughlin Group, which is usually broadcast on Sunday on terrestrial TV, but on Dish Network, it's broadcast on Friday night out of, I think, one of the Washington, D.C. PBS outlet.
Right.
And here's the direct quote right from American Politics Journal's Newswire, Larry O'Donnell tonight, quote, "When Matt Cooper's emails within Time magazine are handed over to the grand jury is the ultimate revelation, probably within the week, of who his source is. And I know I'm going to get pulled into the grand jury for saying this. But the source for Matt Cooper was Carl Rove, and that will be revealed in this document dump that Time magazine is going to do with the grand jury." Now, isn't that interesting? I mean,
it is indeed, and you know, this is so weird because about 10 minutes ago, I got an email. It says, "For those of you who do not know me, I'm John Buchanan." So, and I had this guy on the air back during the run up to the election. He was the one that ran against Bush in the New Hampshire primary. He's also the one who wrote about the Bush family Nazi connection. For the New Hampshire Gazette, and he's also got a book out called Fixing America. But anyway, here's what he says. For more than a year, in public speeches around the country and in conversations with a number of you, I've predicted that the leaking from the White House of Valerie Plame's identity to columnist Robert Novak in violation of the intelligence, blah, 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 would ultimately bring the demise of George W. Bush and his criminal minions. Today it appears that demise could be imminent, but the nation desperately needs your help now. Editor and publisher magazine, the most respected Bible of the journalism trade, is reporting that Time magazine is presently considering naming the critical and until now secret White House source who outed CIA analyst Ms. Plame. Their chief motive seems to be the protection of the reporter Matthew Cooper, who along with Judith Miller of New York Times will soon be in prison for an extended stay unless they reveal the identity of the leaker. Now, it goes on here. It says more. But it appears that, you know, if you're right, if John Buchanan's right, this would be the best 4th of July I've ever had.
Indeed, and this could also account for why our pal Mr. Rove has been sounding so unhinged whenever he talks about Democrats lately. You know how they're traitors. Now hold it. Can you say projection?
No, sure.
Revealing the name of a knock, which is a very covert CIA operative,
right,
is, of course, a felony, and in fact, arguably, it's treason, which can be punished by the death penalty. So this is Rove definitely having a case of projection. He's been great up until now at trying to paint his political enemies as exactly what he and his minions are, and that's very telling when he tries that tactic so quickly to when this whole thing falls apart. The other interesting aspect of this is you were talking about Bolton earlier tonight. Now, put two and two together. The leak supposedly originally was about, you know, about retaliating against Wilson, but it also had the effect of trying to tarnish Wilson by tying him to a so-called anti-war faction of the CIA, and
right,
a faction of the CIA that was absolutely correct about the weapons of mass destruction, these,
yes,
illusory weapons of mass destruction. So what you have here is Patrick Fitzgerald, starting with what looked like the intentional leak of the identity of an agent, but now it's about perjury, now it's about obstruction of justice, and now it's about an attempt to conceal White House involvement in fixing intelligence. This goes right back to the Downing Street memo. This is the harmonic convergence of everything that could possibly go wrong with the biggest blunder that Karl Rove, or as I like to call him, Darth Turdblossom, and his disciple... and his disciple Darth Smirko have done. I mean,
Gene, I hope you're right. I mean, I realize that there's some activity. There's a wrinkle in the force tonight, and I do feel it. You know, there's pressure coming from somewhere. John Buchanan's email and your phone call now, and I think I saw something on one of the threads at Democratic Underground tonight. Or earlier today, something is about to break, and if it does, just go to the nearest window and open it and stick your head out. You'll hear America cheering if these sons of bitches go down. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed, and happy 4th of July to you, and rock on.
Thanks, Gene. Thanks for checking in.
Shotgun shine, shake my life. Bone in the red sky, blue moon in your eyes.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Bob,
you can take this job.
Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well,
you even know where to get startup money?
Yeah, my brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't.
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too, a master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
That's the idea.
You got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Shelley Hendrickson was sent to prison for shooting the husband who almost killed her, and she's not the only one. As Mother Jones Magazine reports in its new issue, women nationwide are doing time for defending themselves and their children from violent abusers. More broadly, domestic violence kills thousands of women yearly. Up to 4 million women are abused each year. This summer or fall, Congress will have the chance to do something about domestic violence. It will decide whether to renew the Violence Against Women Act, which provides money for shelters and programs combating domestic violence. Since the law was adopted in 1994, prosecution of abusers has increased, but those gains are at risk. Congress may decide to cut the program, or worse, not renew it. Congress needs to use its muscle and stand up to perpetrators of domestic violence. For the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Remember 1991? We had less than 100 TV channels. Supermodels strutted down runways, and a hardworking man named Hunt bought a new pickup truck. Today, even after 97,000 miles, Hunt's pickup is still going strong. See, Hunt uses Castrol GTX High Mileage. It's formulated to help extend engine life and protect against oil burn-off better than competitive leading oils. So Hunt can ride his pickup through the years and TV channels ahead.
Help older cars feel young again with Castrol GTX High Mileage.
If you're beating yourself up because you procrastinate, listen to what Tim wrote to me after using the Do It Now hypnosis CDs. Wendy, I just wanted to thank you for your CDs. My life has totally changed. I love you so much. You've given me a new look on life, and I look forward to a new day every day. I was a failure for 25 years. I'm now happy and very contented. Someday I'll personally thank you, Tim. Hey, thank you, Tim. I am very excited about the Do It Now program. So many people have told me how it's changed their life and helped them feel powerful and in control, no longer helpless and stuck. If you need to get things done, clean your house, or organize your office, or finish that book you're writing, or just file your taxes. This is a positive way to get unstuck. I promise it's easy. And I have a one-year money-back guarantee on everything I sell. Call me at 877-68-HAPPY or on the web at IamSoLazy.com. 877-68-HAPPY. IamSoLazy.com.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-774-1683. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1683. That's 1-800-774-1683.
Jerry Springer.
100 detainees have died in U.S. custody so far. Got it? 100 detainees have died in our custody. They didn't just get a heart attack. They didn't just get leukemia. They died. We need investigation. What's happening to these people? How many of them are being, you know, so tortured or so mistreated that they're dying? We have to figure out, is this really, really a pervasive problem?
Jerry Springer on Air America Radio.
I'd like to know who leaked. And if anybody's got any information, they ought to take it to the Justice Department so we can find out the leaker.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to find out the leaker?
Well, you just might find out the leaker. All right, where are we? Back to the phone calls. I think we can go back to the phone calls. There we can go back to the phone calls. Jeffrey is calling from Kentucky. Jeffrey, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike. Pleasure to talk again. Oh, happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to talk about, Sandra Day O'Connor resigning from the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since this has happened, I've been reading different blogs. I was reading on America Blog and Daily Kos and Atrios, which are the very popular ones.
Yes.
And, and they'd been talking about it. And I had heard it this morning on something on a Sirius 143, which is Talk Left.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, while we were all fighting with this guy who was pretty much one of the Archie Bunker types. Let's see.
So you knew about this morning, about Rove?
Oh, you mean the leaking? That he was involved in that?
Oh, I'm sorry. You were talking about Sandra Day O'Connor. I'm sorry.
Right.
My mind is kind of just, it feels like a big chunk of mercury right now, just kind of floating around.
Oh.
My bad. Go back to what you were saying. Ignore the interruption.
Okay, but anyway, I mean, since this news broke, I mean, everything I'm on a mailing list for, ACLU, HRC, and... I also got emails from friends of mine. They just started coming up with all sorts of petitions, and MoveOn sent one. And I had, spent the whole day, signing all sorts of petitions and sending them out
right. And
everything because it's so narrow-minded with Bush's nominees that we know what he wants. He doesn't just want an ultra conservative.
He
wants a religious ultra conservative one.
Yeah, he said that Scalia and who's the other justice? Scalia, the one who had a problem in his confirmation hearings. Oh my God, Clarence Thomas. The Bush wanted. Judges like Scalia and Thomas. So those were the two judges on the Supreme Court that he whom he admired the most. And both of these guys are just right wing Nazis. Scalia is a Nazi, and Thomas does whatever Scalia tells him to do.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's vice versa. Who knows?
I know. Well, as far as I'm concerned, Clarence Thomas may look black, but he's white.
What?
Clarence Thomas may look black, but the way he acted during the during his hearings, the whole thing with Anita Hill and the sexual harassment, he's white.
I don't know what
he
you
just mean. Looks black, but he's white.
I don't know what you mean, Jeffrey.
I'm just joking. It's just that he's so ultra conservative, you know.
Okay. What? All right. I'll accept that.
Okay. And
I guess. I don't know what the hell. But that's all right. Go ahead. Keep going. Keep going.
Okay, yeah. And, oh, man. Okay, well, anyway, I was just thinking about this for a long time because just the way he spoke when he said, I would have preferred an assassin's bullet.
Yeah, now, who said that?
Clarence Thomas. He said, I would have preferred an assassin's bullet than to be put through this living hell.
Oh, the high-tech lynching.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, but anyway, we heard about this, and I heard about what the other caller said a while back about the reporter that Time screwed.
Right.
Yeah, about
Cooper?
One of his sources is Karl Rove. Yeah.
I hope it comes out. I hope Time magazine does release, makes this document dump and releases everything to the grand jury. You know, grand jury testimony is supposed to be exempt from any kind of public scrutiny. Nobody's supposed to talk about grand jury. It's like Star Chamber. This is left over from before the Magna Carta. This is old English law where people can have their reputation shredded, be indicted for crimes without their knowledge. That's the way a good grand jury works. The way the grand juries work under Bush, God only knows. So if there is a document dump, if there is information in there that shows that this bastard Rove was the source of outing, he deserves to go to prison. But will we ever know? You know, it's that old saying, if George W. Bush and his crime family commits crimes and nobody reports on it, has a crime really been committed? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know. All right, Jeffrey, I got to move on. Thanks a lot, pal.
Okay, no
all
problem.
Right. I appreciate you checking in. I want to play your montage, Kathy. This is good news from this week. Okay, we can turn off the sarcasm button now. But this is from some of the sound bites that we played on the program this week, and it's what Kathy has labeled Good News Week.
It's Good News Week. Doctors finding many ways of wrapping brains.
God has nine heads, and God just lost a head today.
General French, General Abizay, General Casey have decided how many troops are needed.
So never any mistake made on troop level.
Who knows? Time will tell. The last throws can be violence from a dictionary standpoint.
The war reached our shores on September the 11th. After September the 11th, this nation will not wait to be attacked again. The only way our enemies can succeed is if we forget the lessons of September the 11th. And if we yield the future of the Middle East to men like bin Laden, they're trying to shake our will in Iraq. Just as they tried to shake our will on September the 11th, 2001.
Who made any suggestion of a link to the attacks? We are taking the fight to the enemy abroad so that we don't have to fight them here at home. If we weren't fighting them abroad, we'd be fighting them here at home.
We either deal with terrorism and this extremism abroad, or we deal with it when it comes to us.
The issue of the administration making the point, the president making the point, better to fight the terrorists there. If you don't fight them there, you'd be fighting them here in the U.S.
No, I don't think anyone's made that statement.
$1 billion is all it would take to save a million lives from malaria. With an extra commitment of $4 billion from the United States, you could change the world.
We seek progress in Africa because our interests are directly at stake. September the 11th, 2001, Americans found that instability and lawlessness in a distant country can bring danger to our own.
Oh, my God. I mean, that was very compact and very concise. What was that, a minute and a half? But how much was in there? How much was in there? The noose is tightening. Oh, my God, I hope it is. I hope all of these bastards are frog-marched into, I don't know, some court, some place. And I get Scott McClellan. God. All right, where are we? Don is calling from Pontiac, Michigan. Don, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Happy birthday.
Thank you, sir.
I want to make comments about Sandra Day O'Connor's resignation, and that is that I find it appalling that we're at such a state where Ted Kennedy is saying that we need another justice in the mode of Sandra Day O'Connor.
Kennedy said that?
Yes. You know, now they're even saying that, you know, maybe Bush will be generous and give us a moderate like Alberto Gonzalez. Now, that man belongs on a court. No, the court he belongs in is the dock at the International Court of Justice in The Hague on war crimes.
Yeah, well, I agree with that.
I mean, the only silver lining I see in this, because I can't imagine Bush appointing anybody, obviously to my liking, but the only silver lining I see is maybe he actually will appoint someone who will be the fifth vote to overturn Roe v. Wade. Now, not that I don't want it overturned, but if I believe if Roe v. Wade is overturned prior to the 2006 election, it will devastate the Republican Party. I know way too many Republicans who are, I know way too many Republicans, period, but I know an awful lot of them who do not adhere to this, you know, religious garbage. Mm-hmm. And maybe, you know, like the old nuns used to tell me in grade school, be careful what you pray for, you might get it.
Yeah, yeah.
And if, I can't imagine him putting anybody decent on there anyway, and if they're going to call Alberto Gonzalez decent, they might as well put Pryor on. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just appalled.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. It's going to be nasty, even nastier. These right wingers, these Republican right wingers, especially the fake Christians, are going to make living in this country over the next few months as it's sorted out who's going to succeed Sandra Day O'Connor. Life is going to get nasty once again, politically in this country. These, you remember when these people were saying, well, you know, we got to turn down the volume in D.C. We've got to, you know, we got to change the tone. Remember that, Don?
Oh, definitely. Yes. Change the tone.
Yeah, you know, to hell with them.
Give us morality in the White House.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Don, got to leave there. Thank you, sir.
Can I make one more comment?
Quick, 10 seconds.
I want to take offense at something you took earlier. You said
earlier. Hold on. I'll come back to you. Hold on just a second. Quick break here. We'll be back.
Hard to get in.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
What is it, Bob?
You can take this job.
Take this job and shove it. So you're quitting, huh?
Yep.
I bet you're going to start your own business.
Right.
What do you know about starting a business? You're going to buy a business, start from scratch. How about startup money?
Well...
You even know where to get startup money?
My brother.
Got a business plan? Can't raise money to start a business without a business plan.
I can't?
You're pathetic. You need Bruce Berman's book. It's called I Got Here, You Can Too. A master's course in becoming a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire, Bob?
Well, that's the idea.
You got to buy his book. It shows exactly how Berman made a fortune in business and how you can too. Want a profitable business, Bob?
Sure.
Thanks, Bob. This is Bruce Berman. If you want to make $5, $10, even $15,000 a month right now from the comfort of your own home, then you don't have to buy my book. I will give you a free copy of my book and my Making Money CD. That's over $100 value. This limited time free offer is available only on my website, 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. That's the number 9freebook.com. You could be making money within 30 days, guaranteed. So log on to 9freebook.com now.
Do you have $10, $20, $30,000 or more in credit card debt that's suffocating your bank account and your lifestyle? If you think bankruptcy is the only way out, then pay close attention, because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA at 800-610-0095. We'll negotiate with your creditors and settle your credit card debt for about half of what you now owe without filing bankruptcy. Debt Relief USA has been helping people just like you regain control of their financial future. In most cases, you can be debt-free in less than 36 months.
I owed so much on my credit cards, I could barely make the minimum monthly payment. We talked about filing bankruptcy, but I was concerned about my credit. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me where I could settle for just 40% of what I owed. I'm back in control of my life, and I owe it all to Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-610-0095. Pay your creditors and avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-610-0095. 800-610-0095.
Planet Check, the Green Radio Minute.
Turning the tides to better our oceans. Senators Boxer of California and Lautenberg of New Jersey have introduced legislation in Congress for restoration of worldwide ocean habitats.
And this bill is really a direct response to the collapse that we're seeing in ocean systems.
That's Sarah Chases, Director of Water Coastal Programs for the NRDC. The bill would address three principal threats to our oceans.
The first comes from really destructive fishing practices, the second from pollution, and then the third being habitat destruction and loss.
Last year, there were over 18,000 beach closings around the country. The National Oceans Protection Act sets out an agenda for improving the health, productivity, and sustainability of ocean resources and ecosystems. That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Pyramind. Believe in your music. Pyramind.com.
Spare yourself the hassle of selling your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America and get a great tax deduction. You don't want strangers coming to your home to look at your old car. Donate it to Volunteers of America. Your donated car means badly needed funds for homeless mothers with children, affordable senior housing, and much more. You can also donate your boat or RV. There's a great tax advantage for those who itemize. Recognized by Smart Money Magazine as one of America's most efficient charities, Volunteers of America has served those in need for over 100 years. They don't use a third-party fundraiser, so proceeds go where they're most needed. Donate your car to Volunteers of America, and you help rebuild lives. Donate your car, boat, or RV today. They'll give you the tax documents you need for a great deduction. Call for more information. 800-357-1473. 800-357-1473. That's 800-357-1473.
The Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
All right, 10 before the hour, let's go back to Don. Now, you said you had something you wanted to take me to task about?
Yes, I can't believe that my hero, my icon, the great Mike Malloy, would in any way, shape, or form think that any gay man would want anything to do with the pig man. As a gay man, I am personally offended by that, Mike.
Well, I'm talking about a charity event. Only the second word is not event.
I'll tell you what, if you really want to raise some funds, raffle off an afternoon meal with Mike Malloy, and I'll bid as much as I possibly can on it.
I hear you, Don. All right, I'm sorry if I offended you. All right, you have a nice evening. Take care. A charity event. Yeah. A couple of people, Malachi and a couple other people from Canada, now Thomas in Toronto. Hey, Mike, just wanted to wish you and Canada a happy birthday. I know one of you is 138 today. I'm not quite sure which one. P.S., sorry I couldn't resist. No, this is Canada Day, too, July 1st. It's still July 1st. So happy birthday to Canada. You all knew that, right? Americans knew that? See, there you go. How many Canadians know that July 4th is our Independence Day? And how many Americans know that July 1st is theirs? isn't that all? Wouldn't you hate? I would hate to have grown up in this respect, grown up in Canada, where everything I've ever done, every bit of my history, all my celebrations, everything is overshadowed by this huge cultural behemoth to the south of me, right? No matter what I do, the United States has a bigger one. God. Now, I'm not saying that bothers Canadians, but it just must be hell to be constantly. You know, the only thing Americans know about Canadians is they tack on the suffix "a" to everything, all their sentences. You know, that's about all we know. Oh yeah, and they have great hockey players. Oh, now somebody's going to email me, and you know, I can understand why, and say, and they kill baby seals. Some of the Canadian beer is pretty good. From Big Dave in New York, he writes, and this kind of ties into what our last caller was talking about. Big Dave says, while the right-wing media glamorizes Sandra Day O'Connor as a moderate, the truth is that approximately 85% of O'Connor's decisions on vital issues were right-wing. Waking up a conservative 6 days a week and a moderate one day a week does not make you a moderate, unless you are the conservative media trying to shift the location of the real center. The truth is that Stevens, Souter, Ginsburg, and Breyer are moderates to the right of half of America, while Scalia, Thomas, Rehnquist are to the right of more than 90% of America. Now, we all know that Bush is not nominating a consensus candidate. Instead, Bush will nominate a Taliban extremist, will strike down most of the rights guaranteed to Americans in the Bill of Rights, and also strike down domestic laws like the Americans with Disabilities Act, Family and Medical Leave, the Clean Air Act. The conservative talking points require the minds full of mush to claim that Bush's soon-to-be-revealed nominee is a strict constructionist who interprets the law instead of making it. What most people don't know is that the Rehnquist conservative wing of the court has overturned more acts of Congress than any other court in American history. You see, right-wing judges believe that any law they don't like should be nullified regardless of its constitutionality. And next week, Bush will simply nominate an extremist in that mold. Well, Big Dave in New York is right more often than he's wrong, so let's see what happens. Huh? All right, who's next in the barrel here? Clint is calling from... Oh, it's our man Clint from Dearborn. Hey, Clint.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Haven't heard from you for a long time. Glad you called in.
Yeah, it's Well, what happens is I'm just getting off work when your show starts. So.
Oh, really? Okay.
But I wanted to wish you a happy 29th birthday.
Thanks, Clint.
And I also wanted to talk a little bit about this Sandra Day O'Connor thing.
Go ahead.
I think that, as you do, that she's very conservative. So it's just what scares me is to think that Bush is going to get somebody even more Nazi-like, or, you know.
Well, what scares me is what Kennedy said today, that he hopes that Bush will nominate, someone like Sandra Day O'Connor. That's kind of nerve-wracking. Kennedy has said some pretty fiery things,
yeah,
that makes me think he still maintains his liberal roots. But when he says something like that about Sandra Day O'Connor, I just wonder. Now, here's what has to happen, Clint. You know this as well as I do. Mm-hmm. These Democrats better dig in their heels, because if they allow Bush to appoint one of these right-wing nutcases, like the ones that had just been confirmed by the Senate for federal judiciary jobs, you know, on appeals courts and so on and so forth, if he's going to nominate somebody like that for the Supreme Court, and if the Democrats don't dig in their heels, we're screwed. You understand?
Yeah.
So many interpretations of the Constitution that have taken effect in this country over the past 40 or 50 years that did nothing but advance the idea of freedom and justice will be overturned.
Yeah, and I'm gonna get on Debbie Stabenow because I'm still mad at her about the bankruptcy thing.
Well, you should be mad. You should. I think you should be angry at her. We don't have decent politicians in the state of Georgia. We're flooded with roach-eating right-wingers. But, you know, you've got people in Michigan who are nominally Democrats. So I would be angry at Debbie Stabenow, too, if I were you.
Yeah, and John Conyers is my man from Michigan right now. Cause
he's a great American. He's simply a great American.
Yeah, and, I think he actually sees what's happening to America because, you know, Michigan doesn't really have an economy anymore.
I hear you. I hear you. Clint, I hope you have a great 4th of July. Drive safely, okay?
Yeah, say hi to Kathy for me.
I'll do it. Thanks, Clint. Thanks for checking in. I do appreciate it. Kathy, Clint said hi.
Hi, Clint. Happy 4th.
All right, we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Stay with us, okay? Final hour coming up. I know you're ready to get in the car and head off for wherever you're going, but stick around. The best hour is coming up. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Smart pets come from smart parents, and smart parents know that a great perk of shopping at PetSmart is our absolutely unbeatable prices, guaranteed. Now save even more with the free Pet Perk Savings Card. Get yours today for instant savings on hundreds of items, like 20-pound bags of Iams dog food, now just $13.99. Talk about a smart deal. So stop in, sign up, and save instantly with your Pet Perk Savings Card, only at PetSmart. While supplies last, see store for details and low price guarantee.
Any car company could receive one quality award, but lately GM has been picking up more and more. Now there's a new study out from J.D. Power & Associates, and GM has walked away with 5 important awards. They're all for initial quality, including the highest-ranked entry midsize car, the highest-ranked premium midsize car, and the highest-ranked full-size car, along with the highest-ranked full-size SUV and the highest-ranked heavy-duty full-size pickup. 5 is no fluke. It's the sign of real excellence. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
Tell me where you are, and I will jump into my car. I won't slow down.
Only one car company could bring high-quality cars to millions of Americans. Only GM. To learn more, visit onlygm.com/quality.
Air America Radio News, I'm Spencer Rain. Replacement speculation hits fever pitch as the first woman on the U.S. Supreme Court announces her retirement. Justice Sandra Day O'Connor submitted her resignation to President Bush Friday, saying, quote, "It has been a great privilege to have served as a member of the court for 24 terms. The 75-year-old O'Connor didn't give a reason for her resignation, but her husband has Alzheimer's, and a court spokeswoman says O'Connor needs to spend more time with him." The first black woman elected to the United States Senate wants President Bush to nominate a Supreme Court justice who will make the high court look like America. Illinois Senator Carol Moseley Braun says the next justice should represent all Americans and not just what she calls some fringe element.
We cannot go around the world telling everybody else about democracy when we don't have it here at home.
O'Connor was the swing vote on many women's and civil rights issues. Now President Kim Gandy says women need to mobilize and send a clear message to President Bush, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, and others that they won't tolerate an extremist judicial nominee. Mr. Bush says he will recommend a nominee in a timely fashion, giving the Senate time for hearings before the next judicial term in October. Dozens of people arrested, millions of dollars recovered, a couple of human smuggling rings described as remarkable in their size and scope have been broken up in California. State and federal authorities busted dozens of makeshift brothels fronted as spas, massage parlors, chiropractic offices, and acupuncture clinics in San Francisco and Los Angeles. Federal prosecutors say the smugglers funneled hundreds of Korean women into the state to work as prostitutes. Hundreds of American soldiers, joined by helicopters, continue to scour the mountains of eastern Afghanistan searching for an army patrol that went missing earlier this week. A Chinook helicopter dispatched to provide backup to the patrol crashed, killing all 16 Special Forces troops on board. Search teams have yet to locate the missing patrol. While most of the country sleeps, the curtain will rise in Tokyo on the Live Aid concert series that will see a huge array of rock stars appear on stages in 10 cities across 4 continents Saturday to raise money for the world's poor and pressure world leaders to do more. That is the reason for the timing of the events, which come on the eve of the meeting next week of the G8 world leaders in Scotland. Sadness in the music world, broken hearts among couples, as R&B legend Luther Vandross has died. Vandross had been undergoing treatment after suffering a near-fatal stroke in April 2003 and was never the same since. The award-winning writer-composer with a soulful voice was 54. Air America Radio News, I'm Spencer Rain.
No, no, you may not hang at the park. Yes, even if all your friends are there. Go to Mrs. Feldman's till I'm home from work.
Keeping tabs on your kid after school isn't easy.
Yes, tomorrow too.
But if you don't, she's more likely to do drugs.
No, I am not easier on your brother.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6066. 800-957-6066. 800-957-6066. Not available in all states.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-774-1683. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-774-1683. That's 1-800-774-1683.
Hi, it's Al Franken. Unlike some right-wing radio hosts I could mention, I embrace the ideals in which America was founded, such as believing that all men are created equal and giving a decent respect to the opinions of mankind. So while right-wingers are burning the Declaration of Independence, I'll be celebrating the 4th of July with a star-spangled show, nation writer Brooke Allen, a USO tour reunion, a salute to the country we love, America, only on the next Franken.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. All right, editor and publisher now is got this up on their website from about a half an hour ago. This was posted. Here's what it says. Now that Time Incorporated has turned over documents to federal court, that's the way they have it written, presumably revealing who its reporter Matt Cooper identified as his source in the Valerie Plame CIA case, speculation runs rampant on the name of that source and what might happen to him or her. Tonight on the syndicated McLaughlin Group political talk show, Lawrence O'Donnell, senior MSNBC political analyst, claimed to know that name, and it is, according to him, top White House mastermind Karl Rove. Here's the transcript of O'Donnell's remarks. All right, here's the quote. Quote, what we're going to go to now in the next stage, when Matt Cooper's emails within Time magazine are handed over to the grand jury, the ultimate revelation probably within the week of who his source is. And now, and I know I'm going to get pulled into the grand jury for saying this, but the source for Matt Cooper was Karl Rove. And that will be revealed in this document dump that Time magazine is going to do with the grand jury, end quote. And then editor and publisher writes, other panelists then joined in discussing whether, if true, this would suggest a perjury rap for Rove if he told the grand jury he did not leak to Cooper. Okay, aside from that, aside from a perjury charge, if he lied to the grand jury, is violation of federal law, of U.S. law, of revealing the name of a secret CIA operative to anybody, much less a member of the press, a real press whore like Robert Novak. Now, as far as Judith Miller at the Times is concerned, I'm not sure what the Times has done. I would doubt seriously that the Times would get her to do anything she didn't want to do. And I think Judith Miller is, like I said the other night, I'm real conflicted about this, because Judith Miller's writing for the New York Times using Amit Chalabi as a source without naming him half the time. Is what led the United States, rephrase that, Mike, is what led the media charge in the United States to support Bush's illegal war. Judith Miller was probably one of the most responsible in the whorish media in this country for writing articles that the Times then published that were so pro-war against Iraq the weapons of mass destruction, the nuclear this, and the bombs that, and thousands of doses of anthrax hidden away, and millions of this, and you know, that was Judith Miller. Now, I said the other night, it puts me in the awkward position, having been a journalist at one time, having been a reporter at one time, it's very difficult for me to suggest that a reporter do anything other than what his or her conscience dictates as far as sources are concerned. If a reporter wants to reveal sources, so be it. If a reporter does not want to reveal sources, then that should so be it too. And I you know, I stand on that where it concerns even a thuggish punk like Judith Miller, who would do her best to support this right-wing and neo-fascist dictatorship in Washington and take the country into war. I just wonder if Judith Miller ever has any dark thoughts about all the death and destruction that she has encouraged. Now, she didn't have any power. I mean, she really doesn't have any power to make these kinds of decisions. That was left to the Bush crime family, the Republican fanatics in Congress, and the Democratic wimps who went along with it. They're the ones who are specifically without question responsible for the deaths of the American soldiers and the deaths of Iraqi civilians and the thousands of wounded. But Judith Miller was a gung-ho, step-up-and-kill-everybody cheerleader. And damn her for it. Damn her for it. What kind of a thrill do these people get? These cockroaches who operate not just within government, but also within media. You know, the entire Fox News network is just saturated with these vermin. What kind of a thrill do they get? Broadcasting and writing stuff that results in the deaths of thousands, and if not results in, at least celebrates or eggs on the killers who are willing to go over there and do this filthy work. What kind of satisfaction does a Sean Hannity or Cameron Crowe, just useless vermin like that over at Fox News, or a Judith Miller who works for a respectable organization? Oh, I know it's a pro-capitalist right-wing organ in this the New York right-wing organ, New York Times. I understand that, even though lots of people like to label it liberal. Yeah, they take a liberal position on certain things, but it is a respectable publication, whether you agree with it or not. Whereas Fox News is nothing more than a sump hole for right-wing poison. But I don't care if it's some cheesy bastard on Fox like Sean Hannity or a writer like Judith Miller at a respectable newspaper like the New York Times. What do they get out of it? What do they think? You know, when Sean Hannity's standing there and taking I don't know, that might get dumped. When Sean Hannity's in the bathroom every morning shaving, well, what does he think when he looks into the mirror about what he says on his radio program, what he says on the Fox network? You know, what does he think? When he knows that he's been a cheerleader, a cowardly little bastard that he is, but he's been a cheerleader for this Bush crime family and the tragedy of thousands upon thousands of people dying. And Judith Miller the same. So, it's very difficult. I still say that if Judith Miller chooses not to reveal her sources, then more power to her on that. You know, if you can talk the talk, Judy, you got to walk the walk. So, you know, off to prison you go for 18 months. I'll send you a card and congratulate you for standing on principles. But as far as you're reporting for the New York Times, you're a liar, you're a snake, and you are a cheerleader for murder and mayhem in a part of the world that doesn't need any more. I don't like Judith Miller. Especially to find out that the source for so many of her stories was a convicted felon and international fugitive, con artist, thug, and thief, Ahmed Shalabi, who is now, isn't he the interim oil minister in Iraq now? Filthy pig. Shalabi, filthy pig. Okay, enough of the rant. Kyle is calling from Detroit. Kyle, welcome to the program.
Oh, Mike, this is like Ripley's that I actually got through, which is good news because it means people are calling and listening. But the thing that's driving me nuts is, you know, and with what you just said, I don't think Hannity thinks about what he has to say. I don't think he ever thinks about it.
Well, he doesn't. He's like every right-wing radio host in America. They're all on the same page. They're all jackasses. They're all cowards. And they just spew out, you know, whatever the rhetoric of the day happens to be.
Yeah, but, you know, I want to say ultimately what I called about, you know, was, you know, Sandra Day O'Connor. I mean, we're all worried, you know, those of us moderate and those of us left, and I'm to the left. But, you know, we've got a lot of work to do, and it's like, where do we start now with this is my question. You know, I mean, we've got the Bolton fight, now we've got her position to fight against. I mean, you know, it's every different distraction, and we can't focus on the real issues. And this is what's driving, you know, people on the left nuts. And I hope that, by the way, I'm a Maple Leafs fan and a Labatt Blue drinker. I hope you're going to be in D.C. in late September. I'll buy you a good Moosehead or Labatt. And
Oh, sure. We'll be there. I don't, like I said, you know, look for a guy who looks 10 years older than he really is, with a very normal looking, as a matter of fact, attractive wife and a gorgeous little baby, and that may be us.
Yeah, well, and by the way, thank you to Kathy for responding to the Nation's review for not mentioning you guys.
Wasn't that a good letter she wrote to the Nation? I was so proud of her.
That was a great letter. I sent you guys an email on that.
Huh?
I sent you guys an email on that.
I think I remember that. Yeah, Kathy wrote a good letter in defense of this program. And what was interesting to me, that the only letters that got published from Air America were the letters from the CEO, one of the founders, and Kathy. And I thought that was great. Hey, listen,
yeah,
there's a
break. You're the best thing on Air America right now. I mean, I love everybody else, but you're the best thing, Mike.
That's very kind of you. Thanks, Kyle. Got to leave it there. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you checking in. Quick break. We'll be right back.
I'm just pressing and said something. I'm not at the risk of taking in lines of that thing. It's not bad enough now. I know the destination.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Ever wonder who coined the phrase, "We eliminate the middleman"? Well, one thing's pretty certain. It wasn't the middleman. And how did they eliminate him? Something fishy there. But I digress. GEICO pioneered direct-to-consumer car insurance over 65 years ago, and they've been saving smart drivers money ever since. Give them a call, and you might ask them, what did they do with the middleman?
GEICO's customer satisfaction stands at 97%. How would you rate your car insurance company? GEICO, 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Smart pets come from smart parents, and smart parents know that a great perk of shopping at PetSmart is our absolutely unbeatable prices, guaranteed. Now save even more with the free Pet Perk Savings Card. Get yours today for instant savings on hundreds of items, like 40-pound boxes of Tidy Cat Scoop Litter, now just $8.99. That's $5 off. Talk about a smart deal. So stop in, sign up, and save instantly with your Pet Perk Savings Card, only at PetSmart. While supplies last, see store for details and low price guarantee.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-661-0491.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS's statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-661-0491 now. See if you qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-661-0491 right now. That's 800-661-0491. Call right now.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. Or you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-559-6805 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-559-6805. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. Call today.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-440-1491. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-440-1491. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-440-1491. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-440-1491.
People are being investigated. It doesn't make sense for us to let them know who they are.
Yeah. You know, why should Carl let Carl know who Carl are? Dumb bastard. Oh, my God. Kathy, can you find that Pigman quote again? For the folks who are just joining the program and didn't hear the Pigman talk about the nine-headed god. That see, we maintain that the pig man is really falling off the wagon. He's back to gobbling anything he can get in his mouth. Well, let me rephrase that. He's back to gobbling any kind of medication he can get into his mouth. And in our humble opinion here, and I'm not using the editorial we or our. I'm talking about Kathy and me, you know. But we listened to this earlier today when Kathy was cutting the sound. And this is he just sounds like a madman. He sounds just totally insane. Maybe this is what happens when you have spent 12, 14 years as the right-wing media icon of all history where it concerns broadcast in the United States. This guy has taken the Father Coughlin Media Award as one of the most vicious hate mongers against America. I'm a hate monger, too. Don't get me wrong. But my hate is directed against these sons of bitches who would destroy my country and kill my child and make the air so I can't breathe. And, you know, so I kind of feel like my hate is more targeted. Whereas Limbaugh and his clones just hate America. They hate the military. They hate social progress. They hate independence and freedom and love and justice and truth. Minorities, fun, good times. They're just evil bastards. They're just darkly evil. You know what I'm saying? They're from the other side. I don't know. They got here through a time warp, or a tear in space or something. But anyway, here's the pig man today, and I swear he's back to, gobbling those little pills. Listen to this.
The judiciary to these people is God. The Supreme Court is God. God has nine heads, and God just lost a head today. And the left has to make sure their God has nine heads with at least five of them on their side. And so any assault on the judiciary, just think of it in religious terms. The left is looking at that court as God and church and sanctuary with abortion as a sacrament.
Ah!
Jesus, he's crazy, isn't he? What's the other one? What was the other one about? Huh?
It's the 4th of July weekend, Independence Day.
Sure.
And, of course, the weekend news cycle has been sparked.
He's
I really hope you are not among these people that needs news to spark your 4th of July weekend. I certainly don't.
I got a spark for
you. I got a note from a friend today. Whoa, Roll Connor resigned. Well, this is going to really spark up the weekend. And my reply was, I am fortunate I don't need news to spark up my weekends.
No, I have a whole drawer full of pills here. That's what I use to spark things up. Here, try some of this, little Joe. This is some good stuff. This will take the edge off them pills I just gave you here. Oh, here, spark up another one. Oh, my God. Don't tell Tom Cruise about this. He'll just be all over you like white on rice. Oh, my God. You know, he called me up and said, Rush, you know, Sandra Day O'Connor is going to retire today. 9-headed dragons or whatever. That doesn't he remind you of Frank Booth in Blue Velvet?
What do you need to spark up your 4th of July weekend?
To these people is God. The Supreme Court is God.
God.
God has 9 heads, and God just lost a head today.
Oh, my God.
And the left has to make sure their God has 9 heads with at least 5 of them on their side. And so any assault on the judiciary, just think of it in religious terms.
Yeah.
The left is looking at that court as God and church and sanctuary with abortion as the sacraments.
Oh, I'm so high, I'm even scaring myself. Thank God I can't hear what I'm saying. Nine-headed God.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rush Limbaugh.
They say that I'm sleaze and elitist. Please, everybody disagrees with my rap.
It is rap.
I'm horrendous. I'm appalling. My ratings now are falling. I'm so full of bull, so full of crap. Condescending fries, making money, selling lies.
You might say, everybody hates my guts.
I'm offensive, I'm a bigot, I'm a fraud. Can you dig it? I'm sexist, racist, homophobic, fat, pathetic, tuts.
I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
That's right.
I really am,
because I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
That's right.
You're being scammed.
I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
I don't care about the middle class, because I'm a fat conservative, butthead, with a face of a horse.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
When it comes to dieting, do you need a helping hand? Hi, I'm Kelly Lockwood, the creator of H57 Hoodia. I developed H57 with the purest Hoodia Gordoni from South Africa to help millions of Americans eat less and lose weight. H57 South African Hoodia has been featured on 60 Minutes and newspapers all over the globe. Unfortunately, the positive press about H57's amazing hunger-reducing properties have spawned dozens of imitators selling so-called pure Hoodia products. Don't fall for these imitators. I believe in H57. Now I want to make a believer out of you. If you don't lose weight in 30 days with my H57 Hoodia, I'll give you 157% of your money back. That's right, you heard right. 157% on every bottle you use. Become an H57 success story. Call now for details on this unprecedented offer.
Call right now, 800-571-0216. That's 1-800-571-0216. Certain terms and conditions do apply. So call 800-571-0216 for more details.
You finally found your radio station, so isn't it time you found your magazine? Right now is the perfect time to discover America's hottest, widest read journal of opinion, The Nation. Because right now, The Nation is absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, Nobody owns the nation, so nobody stops the nation from exposing the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and company. At last, that famous liberal media bias you can't find anywhere else. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept their free four-issue mini-subscription. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice. But I predict you'll be addicted and delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at just $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Call 800-999-6863 and accept four issues free. The Nation.
Hello and welcome back to Ask the Orkin Man.
Hey, Orkin Man. I think termites are destroying my kid's wood swing set.
Oh, that's not good. What makes you think it's termites?
I don't know. The swings are lower.
But are you sure your kids aren't just taller?
Even the baby's got skin knees.
Oh.
No, my house could be next.
Could be. Those little foragers can travel over 100 feet.
Duh, it's only 30 to the house.
Don't worry. One of our experts can treat these and help prevent more in the future.
Thanks, Orkin Guy.
Man.
Man.
For a free inspection, just call
1-800-ORKINMAN.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
I was using my computer like I always did, just minding my own business, when it began acting weird. It crashed a couple of times, but seemed to reboot okay. Then it began slowing down. Documents and spreadsheets took forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. But I remembered hearing an ad for stop signs, so I called them, downloaded their scanner, and found out that I had two viruses and a bunch of spyware, including a program that was sending my personal information to complete strangers. I got stop sign, and in just minutes, it destroyed the viruses, removed all the spyware, and now it watches my computer for new threats. Plus, my machine is blazing fast, just like the day I got it. If your computer's acting weird, slowing down, or crashing, do what I did. Call StopSign and get protected. Protect your PC with StopSign, the one-call solution. Call 1-800-243-1483. That's 1-800-243-1483. Call StopSign right now. 1-800-243-1483.
When was the last time your child read to you? Did he enjoy it? Or was it an awkward, uncomfortable experience? If your child is afraid to read, becomes frustrated easily, or just avoids reading altogether, then he may need some help with his reading skills. Well, you're not alone. Research shows that 3 out of 4 children will need extra help learning to read. The phonics game is the answer. It can succeed where flashcards and worksheets have failed. The Phonics Game is a fun series of skill and confidence-building games that teach all the rules of reading and spelling. Once your child understands these rules, reading won't be such a frightening task. So don't take a chance with such an important skill as reading. Listen to your child read, and then call the Phonics Game.
Call now, 1-800-801-GAME. 1-800-801-GAME. That's 1-800-801-GAME. Call now. 1-800-801-GAME.
But, Dad...
Tyler, we've been over this 3 times. There'll be no adults at Ed's house Friday night. No party for you.
But the whole class is invited.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy. But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
You were so stubborn.
Well, now you know where you got it from.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
Why talk about unions on July 4th weekend? Isn't that for Labor Day? I'm Angie Coiro, your host for Mother Jones Radio, and no, Americans need to think and talk about labor issues a lot more often than just once a year, especially now that the AFL-CIO is looking an ugly split right in the face, and union membership levels are approaching record lows. Join me to examine growing threats to the American worker this Sunday on Mother Jones Radio on the Air America Radio Network.
I feel
very comfortable in the job because I've got great advice and advisors to whom I get good advice from great advisors to whom I listen.
Twenty-six before the hour. Boy, I'll tell you, it is difficult to any longer take any of these people seriously, except for the fact that they have damn near destroyed our country. I'm talking about the Bush crime family. As far as right-wing media is concerned, especially these swine who inhabit talk radio and have dominated it, owned it for the past 12, 14 years, of course, until Air America came along, and the individual liberal, progressive talk show hosts who are not part of Air America, who are damned effective, you know who I'm talking about. You know, Tom Hartman and Peter Werby and Roy Talaferro and... Ray Talaferro, I mean, and Bernie Ward and Nancy Skinner and you know the list. You know the list. And I used to be in that group before I joined this network, and we were always marginalized, always just pushed back in the corner. Now, it's not happening quite as much anymore, but talk radio is still totally dominated. With the exceptions I just named in Air America, totally dominated by these right-wing vermin. And they have done more to destroy this country. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate them? Because of what they've done. What they've done. I don't care if they want to be entertaining and sarcastic and comedic and, you know, maybe do an inverse of Jon Stewart or kind of a mirror image of Lenny Bruce or... But they don't. They get on the airwaves in market after market after market and spew out the lies and the filth and the ripping to pieces of the fabric of this country. Just shredding it. And for that, I despise them. I just absolutely despise them. I know a lot of people say, well, you know, you can't accomplish anything with hate. Oh, I'm not so sure. I hate these bastards. I just hate what they've done. I hate what they continue to do. And if Karl Rove comes out, Karl Rove has done this before, back in 1992 when he, a matter of fact, he used Novak, didn't he? Now, I'm not pulling this out of my head. Somebody just sent me an email and I've lost it. But in a Bush campaign, was it Bush Sr.? I think it was Bush Sr. And Rove dumped some information about, I forget who the person was, and he dumped it to Novak, and Bush Sr. found out about it, and they fired his ass. They fired him from the political campaign, fired Rove. So he's done this before, and he's used Novak. Novak is just scum. He's just pond scum. He turns my stomach when I see him on television. When I used to watch Crossfire, and he would come on with that frog-eyed, hyperthyroid look of his and that miserable comb-over. Jesus, God! Novak, you've got seven hairs up there, you know, and stretching them across your scalp is just insane. Do you think the television cameras and the lights don't pick that up? Good God in heaven. But he's just an evil, evil little man. Always has been, Novak. And the skinny on Novak in D.C. was that he was like J. Edgar Hoover. He had so much crap and garbage and filth on so many people in media that no one, could risk challenging Novak. Now, the other day in the New York Times, was it Wednesday or Thursday, when you know, they're writing about the Supreme Court refusing to hear Cooper and Miller's plea to protect them, and the Times they had two articles side by side. One was a news report; the other one was kind of an opinion piece, and not quite an opinion piece because it was on a news page, but. They were dancing around the issue that Robert Novak is scum. That Robert Novak, the one who has set Judith Miller and Cooper up to go to prison, and Novak sits back on his aging ass and just doesn't say anything. He doesn't care. Let him go to prison. He can sit there with that little "let me suck a lemon" kind of sneer on his face. God, the looks on some of these people's faces, these right wingers, is it really? I mean, don't you agree? Some of these people, it's enough to just turn your stomach. I think about Scott McClellan. I think, now is this an ad hominem attack? You're damn right it is. You're damn right it is. That's exactly what it is. These people are ugly. They're just ugly. They're filthy looking. They look like vampires. They look like some kind of shapeshifters of some sort. They're awful. They're awful. They have twitchy eyes and snarling mouths, you know, lips that curl this way and that way. And if you look close enough, they've got bulges in the backs of their necks where the electrodes have been implanted. You know, the little microchip back there. Or they wear stuff under their clothes like Bush. Or they, they like McClellan or who was it? No, a Sensenbrenner. They have all the bones removed from their faces and just sort of... Well, no, down Guantanamo, we're going to end this meeting now. Well, they look like that Duncan Hunter, you know, who tries to convince America that people being tortured are being tortured while they're eating a lemon chicken or something. I hate them. I just hate them. And I relish my hate. I embrace my hate. I love my hate. My hate, I don't own a dog. I own hate. Come here, hate. Come here. Are you hungry? Karl Rove. Rah! Good hate. Good, good hate. Come here, come here. Let me scratch your ears, hate. Good hate. Rush Limbaugh. Rah! Well, down, hate. Down, down. Easy now. I love my hate. I love it. If it weren't a beast, I'd marry it. And wait a minute, I'm getting real close to Rick Santorum there. Or getting close to Limbaugh. Don't you love your hate? You know, yeah, I came up in the same age you did. You know, the kind of new age, kind of like, oh man, you know, you've got to be a sieve, man. Let it pass through you. Don't, you know, hate is bad. It causes more damage to the vessel in which it's carried than the object upon which it's poured. Yeah, I've been there. I went through all that. You know, I went through all that. I tried the love your enemy approach. Yeah, I want to kill my enemy. I don't want to love my enemy. That's one of the reasons I stayed unemployed for so long. You know, I have no use for this ugliness. I really don't. I'm sorry. I'm not an elevated or an evolved soul. You know, if you want to get into that, I'm not an old soul. You know, apparently, I had somebody tell me at one time, "Malloy, you're really a new soul. You've got so many soul lives to go through yet until you drop that hate." And you know, my answer is, "Screw you. I love the hate." It's valid. It's real. It's legit. Come here, hate. Come here, down boy, down boy, down boy. Easy now. Richard is calling from Michigan. Richard, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike, you want something to savor for a moment. Just picture the look you're going to see on Karl Rove's face when they're frog marching him out of the White House.
I want to see that. I want to see that. You know?
McClellan, I want Rove.
You want? Yeah, oh, you? Yeah. Okay. Well, that's fair.
You want Scotty in a room? I want Carl. I think I could take him. I'm a big old fat guy myself, but it'd be a fair fight, anyways.
Well, good for you. Good
but
for
I think
you.
If you give the goods to a grand jury, you're going to get your indictment, and this is a felony beef, and that could be just a thing. So anyway, you're getting all these quality calls from Metropolitan Detroit tonight.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask if Clint, Don, and I could do your shows while you're on vacation. I was going to invite Kyle as well, because he's from the area as well, but he made that tasteless remark about the Maple Leafs, and so, you know, that's so unseemly. So he's out.
Well, I'd love to do that, but for some reason, Air America has a policy right now where they play best ofs. I don't know what that's about. Maybe it's because
we could go to the studio here in Detroit.
Well, I know you could.
I know. Rock and load and rock and roll and hold the fort until you come back. But you were talking about maybe not coming back.
No. When I said that the other night, it was, you know, I said, Kathy and I have to do some thinking because, you know, I'm tired of going home at night and putting on the blood pressure cuff and taking a look at it and going, Jesus! You know, it's just kind of getting to me, and it takes me a couple hours to come down, and I sit there all, you know, ready to stroke out, and I'm thinking, well, you know, there's got to be a better way to do this.
Well, consider this as you deliberate. I was listening to you two, three nights ago, and you were calling down Rumsfeld a murdering bastard, and I thought to myself, I'm as proud right now to be an American as I ever have been, because I live in a country where you can call a high government official a murdering bastard, and it's perfectly okay.
But we don't know that. We don't know that. We don't know what kind of lists are being made. You know, you may be on the list. You don't know.
I know. I know. But at least you can still say it up until the point they march you away.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and that made me feel proud to be an American.
Yeah, but think. Now, earlier tonight I talked about Cindy Sheehan, Gold Star Families for Peace.
Mm-hmm.
I talked about Code Pink. I talked about Grannies for Peace, whatever they are. People that are being surveilled by the California National Guard. So, you know, I mean, it sounds good because I sit in the studio at night and they don't come in and arrest Kathy and me, but you never know. Hey, I got to leave you there. Thanks, Richard. I appreciate it. You have a nice evening. You have a nice fourth.
My heart is glad. I see my ritual as a pattern into blood.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Shelley Hendrickson was sent to prison for shooting the husband who almost killed her, and she's not the only one. As Mother Jones magazine reports in its new issue, women nationwide are doing time for defending themselves and their children from violent abusers. More broadly, domestic violence kills thousands of women yearly. Up to 4 million women are abused each year. This summer or fall, Congress will have the chance to do something about domestic violence. It will decide whether to renew the Violence Against Women Act, which provides money for shelters and programs combating domestic violence. Since the law was adopted in 1994, prosecution of abusers has increased, but those gains are at risk. Congress may decide to cut the program, or worse, not renew it. Congress needs to use its muscle and stand up to perpetrators of domestic violence. For the full report, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Looking for a way to afford name brand products? Well, I found one. Overstock.com. It's an online outlet, a department store where everything is always on sale. You can save up to 70% on apparel, electronics, and diamond jewelry. You can buy best-selling books priced below Amazon. With an online price guarantee, $2.95 shipping, and live operators 24/7. So why shop anywhere else? Overstock.com. It's all about the O.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Do you have a personal injury case and need money now? Have you been turned down by family, friends, and banks? Are you out of options for the money you need? If so, Whitehaven Funding can help. If you need money now and can't wait for your case to settle, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. In exchange for an interest in your pending case, Whitehaven Funding advances money to injured victims who need money now. The money provided can help with foreclosure, bankruptcy, and eviction. Or you can use the money any way you need. Call 1-800-559-6805 for details. If your case is not successful, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. That's right, if you lose your case, you keep the money and don't have to pay them back. Just call 1-800-559-6805. Again, if you have a pending personal injury claim and have no place else to turn for the money, call Whitehaven Funding at 1-800-559-6805. Call today.
In the game of life, what's in your credit report can make all the difference in the world.
The Smith family going for a home loan. The referees are reviewing their credit report.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and get your credit report instantly online for free.
Upon further review, the loan is approved.
Be prepared for the biggest games of your life. Log on to freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Up to the flying monkey ride, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. We're off Monday night. I'm going to go watch some fireworks and hang out with Molly and Kathy and moi. Be curious to see. Molly has seen fireworks a couple of Sundays ago. We went to Piedmont Park here in Atlanta, and they had a fireworks display, and she was a little bit creeped out by it, but not a whole lot. You know, she's only 11 months old. But we're going to go to the Decatur, Georgia fireworks display on 4th of July, and not coming into work, but we'll be back, you know, Tuesday. Thanks to the crew in New York City, Colin Tipton, Jason Isaac, and David Fizikas. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it once again. And our out-of-town gang, Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, Mark Marshall, our webmaster, and Jim in Arkansas. We think he's in Arkansas, but we love him anyway because he's the music master at this program. So thanks to everybody for another week of madness. Thomas is calling from Santa Monica. Thomas, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Yeah, hi, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine, sir.
On the radio station today, Air America, I heard something that rang out to me. For months, you guys have been talking about how Scott Ritter reported on that we're going into Iran.
Yes.
And today in New York Times, Reuters was cited for this. They started talking about how the new president-elect, I can't pronounce his name, was involved in the embassy, the hostage crisis.
Right.
30 years ago.
The new president of Iran. Yeah, we talked about that extensively the other night, and I saw it. I saw what you're referring to on the front page of the Times today. But, you know, we also mentioned that I think it was CBS the other night when the story first broke, had a forensic artist on. Who took a look at, I think it was a forensic artist, but he took a look at the picture from 1979, 25 years ago, of the guy who's supposed to be the new Iranian president, and a look at the picture of him today, and used some fairly quick and simple measurements to come to the conclusion that they definitely were not the same person. Now, the right wing has jumped on this to try to link in people's minds some kind of connection between the hostage-taking situation and the new president of Iran. And we went into the history of how all that happened, going all the way back to 1953. You must have missed the program. We went into this very deeply the other night. But I think the objective here, and this is another Rove operation.
It's very Rove.
Yeah, very Rovian operation to set the American public up once again for an attack, not by the United States. I don't think the United States is going to do it this time. I think the Israelis are going to do it, and I think Bush is going to use them. Bush is going to say, okay, you know, I busted the hell out of the Iraqis. Now it's your turn to bust the hell out of the Iranians.
No, they'll have the Israelis go in, and oh, we're going to have to go in.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. And arguably it was not a bad idea way back in 82, 83 when the Israeli Air Force took out... it was in Iraq, Iraqi nuclear reactor that Saddam was building, and the Israeli Air Force went in. Don't you remember that? That was
Iraq, yeah.
And I'm drawing a blank on the name of the place. I knew it quite well back when all that happened. So, and that's one of the reasons that Iraq never developed a nuclear capability, because whether you agree or disagree, I'm just talking about the real politic here. The Israelis went in and took it out. Now,
I do agree with that.
So there is precedent here, and as you know, Bush recently sold or gave to the Israelis 500 of these so-called bunker buster bombs. I did not know
that, by the way.
Yeah, about 500 of them. This is about 2-3 months ago, and I would not be surprised if one or two of those are nuclear tipped with a tactical nuke, a low yield nuclear weapon, and when world shows its outrage, if one of those are used, I think the U.S. or the Israeli military will simply say, look, all that radiation means is we hit an underground nuclear facility that belonged to Iran, and that's where your nuclear radiation is coming from. Now, somebody sent me that in an email. That's not my idea. Somebody sent that to me. I don't have it in front of me, so if that person's listening, I'm sorry, I'm not crediting you. But that came as one of those, put on your tinfoil hat, here's how it may go down. And, it certainly sounds plausible to me.
One of the interesting things, I started looking at this article, and it's saying, I'm trying to look at the quotes right here, right now. They're saying, they're talking about it. Oh, didn't say that. That's my other phone. I'll ignore it. They're talking about it almost like, we have no plans to. It sounds very much, if you read this article, it sounds very much like when we were not going to go into Iraq. Oh, we have no plans to go and attack Iraq. That's what they're saying. It's like, we don't really think that he had anything to do with it. They're planting it. It's very Rovian.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I think that it would be very good if everybody on Air America, if everybody started talking about this, because we have to sort of out it before they, Rove and all these guys drum this up. If we sort of leap on it like, like it's yesterday's news, I mean, almost like discount it. It's the only way to, like, take their thunder.
Yeah.
I think we really kind of got to get on this, because otherwise they're going to drag us into this. So that's what I'm calling.
Well, I hope that can be done. The global public, to the tune of 5 million people, protested the invasion of Iraq before it ever occurred and never stopped the bastard. So I don't know about Iran. Okay, thank you, sir. Got to leave you there. Thanks, Thomas. And thanks, everybody, for participating in the program this week, and especially tonight. I do appreciate it. Have a nice 4th of July. Be careful, please, if you're going to drive. Don't drink and drive, all right? And don't smoke a doobie and drive. It's the same thing. Just don't do it, okay? Just don't do it. I'll see you Tuesday night. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
When it comes to dieting, do you need a helping hand? Hi, I'm Kelly Lockwood, the creator of H57 Hoodia. I developed H57 with the purest Hoodia Gordoni from South Africa to help millions of Americans eat less and lose weight. H57 South African Hoodia has been featured on 60 Minutes and newspapers all over the globe. Unfortunately, the positive press about H57's amazing hunger-reducing properties have spawned dozens of imitators selling so-called pure Hoodia products. Don't fall for these imitators. I believe in H57. Now I want to make a believer out of you. If you don't lose weight in 30 days with my H57 Hoodia, I'll give you 157% of your money back. That's right, you heard right. 157% on every bottle you use. Become an H57 success story. Call now for details on this unprecedented offer.
Call right now, 800-571-0216. That's 1-800-571-0216. Certain terms and conditions do apply. So call 800-571-0216 for more details.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One Service